It was the year of fire.
The year of destruction.
The year we took back what was ours.
It was the year of rebirth.
The year of great sadness.
The year of pain.
And the year of joy.
It was a new age.
It was the end of history.
It was a year everything changed.
The year is 2261. The place, Babylon 5.
And welcome to, and I have to be careful, welcome to Evil Avatar Radio, episode number 68.
What is it?
It is Evil Avatar Radio.
That's right.
Episode number 68. I have to, that is weird to say that. Goodness, in case you missed last week's episode, we had Phil on from EvilAvatar.com, and he's, of course, the previous host of Evil Avatar Radio. And it got him a good position over at 1UP. As Nick from Evil Avatar says, he is stepping sideways and moving on to 1UP to write some articles over there and to clear up some free time so he can do stuff like that. He had to let go of the radio show, but he handed it over to us, and we are eternally grateful for him and everyone at Evil Avatar for entrusting us to such a name. So thank you guys again, and we hope we do you proud. So welcome, Evil Avatar Radio number 68. There we go. So you want to explain the opening there? Because it's yours, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was Babylon 5 opening from Season 4. I thought it incredibly appropriate since the Lost Tales DVD came out last week, and considering the content of the opening and this being a bit of a new regime for Evil Avatar Radio. I thought it filled a kind of dual purpose there.
Yeah, there were some moments in there that seemed to resonate here, but... But yeah, however, we are not taking back what is ours.
That part didn't exactly fit.
Want to make sure you guys know that. Yeah. We're not trying to do that. But anyway, welcome. We've got Jeremy in here with us tonight. Straxus.
Hey.
Also, Dennis is in here as well.
Hello, hello.
And James Fishbang is in here also.
Hey.
And of course, myself, PsychoBoy2 from EvilAvatar.com. Anyway, you can listen to us. I know it's different stuff, man. Or it's the same, but it's different. We have a new name. That's the only real thing that's different here. It's just our name and the episode count, of course. But yeah, you can head on over to 1170WACV.com and check in on the stream over there. That's how you can listen to us on the stream. You can also head over to either of these websites, MouseLug.com or EvilAvatar.com, and click on the chat room link there. And you can join us in the chat. We got a lot of people in there. You'll have to bear with us. If you've never listened to our show before, we don't usually start off with so many people in the chat room, but we've got a lot in there tonight. Should we do a roll call now or later?
Later.
Okay, we'll wait for it later. Get some people in there. But we've got lots of news. We've got lots of stuff coming up. We're going to talk about the fall holiday release schedule, which would probably take an entire show if we really wanted to expand upon it. But we're going to try and get it done in an hour. And see how that goes. I know, Jeremy, you want to talk about some raiding that went on not here just recently.
Yeah, the Mothship raids.
That would have involved you.
And not all that long ago.
Not all that long ago. We'd have been interviewing you from some other place. but we'll talk about that coming up at third hour. If you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, you can. 334-272-9228 is the number. We're also going to give away a... free rental from Movie Gallery Game Zone. Is it Game Zone? Yeah. Movie Gallery Game Zone from over on Madison Avenue. Now, these free rentals, of course, they work at any movie gallery in the U.S. and Canada, so if you happen to win it, you can use it there.
Where?
If you've got one. Canada.
Canada.
I know, it's Canada.
I was like, well, what do you do?
Land of the A's.
Yeah.
But, we're going to give away those. And Nick, B.A. Penguin, who is in the chat room right now, offered up another giveaway that we're going to be doing, and this is a good one. I thought it was going to be his PAX Pass, but it's
something... Which would have been great, but this is good. I like
this is
one.
Something completely different. We've never done a giveaway like this before. It's going to be great. So, Evil Avatar Radio used to give these away, like, you know. Well, we'll tell you about it coming up, about what it is, and maybe I'll find out from Nick how he'd like to give it away, make it his choice. But let's get jumping right into the news here. Well, there's lots of, man, I tell you.
Yeah, where to start, really?
We'll start with Tuesday, because every time we finish a show, the next day...
Yeah, just so you guys know, tomorrow something huge is going to happen.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It always does.
Ever since we moved to Mondays, I'm talking, like, really, like, megalithic news you know, or really good news or whatever. Something happens on Tuesdays.
A couple of Mondays ago, it was Peter Moore. The Tuesday, Peter Moore resigns. And I thought that was a big deal. This past Tuesday, we go off the air. We wake up the next morning, and it's like Halo 3, four-player co-op confirmed over live. And it just blew. Well, it didn't really blow our minds. It kind of, I think, everybody let go of the breath that they were holding.
Yeah.
Because we wanted this. Everybody wanted this so badly. There was hints of it, and there was just there was a lot of sketchy things going around about, is it going to be in there? Is it not going to be in there? And so finally, it was revealed that Halo 3 will have online co-op.
Well, and it was a tough situation because it wasn't simply their refusal to announce co-op. I mean, it was sort of an understood thing, but the way that they made mention of it a few weeks back was, you know, maybe it won't be in there if we can't get it to work right. I don't know. Like, it really, really put it up in the air for everybody. And I, at least for a couple of us, that would have, you know, that would have been a deal breaker. We wouldn't have. I would not have picked up Halo 3.
We were all.
I would have just borrowed yours. I would have played it, believe me. But it would have been relegated to a rental because I don't dedicate enough time to online games of that sort to be any good at the multiplayer or to want to be that good at it. So I'd never get my money's worth out of that. But the co-op with, you know, several of us doing the thing that we bought 360s.
It's wonderful enough just to get two-player co-op, to get four
in a
game
big deal.
Like
particularly
this,
the way they chose to do it. I was especially happy about them finding a way to do it that was lore-like, you know, something that at least obeyed the rules of the universe that they had left us with at the end of 2. And very specifically, instead of just the, you know, multiplicity of Master Chiefs running around in the environment, they found a way for us to actually inhabit characters. I liked that. I really, really appreciated that extra touch. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot more involved with it. Obviously, you get the three other players, and of course, the one of you gets to be Master Chief. There's no difference in the players as far as the abilities or anything like that. They just, you know, they look different and they start off with different weapons. One of the other details that they have is that you're going to have a score. You're going to obtain points. Like when you're playing, there'll be a running tab of your score of whatever you're doing, and you'll get more points for doing, you know, headshots and things like stickies and stuff like that. You'll get more points for that. So it's and of course this makes me go back to, oddly enough, Pac-Man Championship Edition, where we're all trying to outdo each other's scores. So you can imagine going in co-op.
Those good times.
Hopefully, where you can see everybody's scores, you'll be trying to one up your teammates and stuff like that. In fact, you know, mention him again, BA Penguin posted this, a little snippet from an article that EGM was running. The campaign mode will be keeping score of your progress. You gain actual points while playing. The better you do, the higher the score you get. And these will be applied to online leaderboards. There's also something called an elephant in multiplayer that is literally a huge mobile base that can carry vehicles and players. The article says it is similar to the sand crawler the Jawas use in Star Wars.
I can buy old droids out of it.
The strategy to use such a thing sounds very interesting. The game features a pseudo map maker called the Forge. The really unique thing about the Forge is it's real time and co-op. You can place objects, weapons, crates, fusion cores, everything in real time with other players, and then drop in and play the maps seamlessly. There's even a few game modes apparently that have come out of this, like Jenga. I can see that, with stacking crates and maybe moving them or something. But,
sure.
Good stuff there. The maps can also be uploaded and shared. That's a great thing. Thank you, Bungie, for doing that. You can log on to Bungie.net, browse the maps, and then queue them for download. As soon as you fire up Halo 3, the maps will be downloaded. So good news all around for fans of Halo. I think pretty much everybody with a 360 right now as well. So they just scored my $70 back. Or ever how much I'm going to pay.
Yeah, how much are you going to pay? I was wondering that earlier today when I was looking at the...
I saw video.
The variants.
I saw video of that helmet, like video out of its element.
I saw that with
really
the...
really good.
where the guys at... where was it? Was it... Where were they?
The video I saw was like some foreign
That's what I'm saying. It was a foreign game con or something like that.
Yeah.
I was really upset because, you know, here I've been asserting that that helmet's designed to fit on a cat, and clearly it's designed for a small dog. That helmet is a little bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I'd never put that, my cat would get in that.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Exactly. Yeah, a small dog would fit. Maybe a small child could probably wear that that helmet. But yeah, it's
it looks would children buy games that expensive?
I don't. Well, yeah, that's a, no.
Depends
I don't
on whether
think
it has
do.
An M rating or not.
I don't think it matters. But my point being is that the helmet looks good, and it kind of swayed me a little bit. I really want that thing. I'm not yet over the line of spending $120 on it though.
Yeah. Well, your various walls and you know places of storage in your house are covered in all sorts of paraphernalia.
For those who know have been watching me win in Bomberman, there was a few times over the past few days where I've won at Bomberman and they're looking at something and I'll move the camera around and actually give them a tour of the room.
Oh,
I'm
yeah?
like, oh no, that's over there. This is over here. All this stuff. So yeah, you know, I'd love to have it. So I'm thinking about getting it. I think I may.
That's good.
Haven't decided yet, but
then I can look at all the stuff and then enjoy my perfectly normal average Joe copy of Halo 3.
Well, there were some other things. I know they've got all the cutscenes from Halo 1 and Halo 2 in there with commentary, which I thought was kind of nice. I'm reading the novels.
You just finished the first one.
I finished the first one. I'm in the middle of the second one right now. And what I did was, after I finished the first one, I went back and I downloaded all the cutscenes from Halo 1 and watched them in order, and then started the second book.
Right.
I'm trying to go in that order there. So I think having some good copies of those cutscenes and just to further go into the story, I think I may enjoy that as well. But again, I'm not yet sure about putting down the 120.
I think
on
go
it.
Ahead and get it.
Okay, I will.
Go ahead and do that. I want to look at all the stuff.
You pulled my leg. You broke my arm. Whatever.
I want to see the helmet. I don't want to be responsible for paying that much money for it, because that's just silly. That's really, truly a ridiculous thing. And when it comes to ridiculous things, you're the guy. You're my guy. I want you to do it. I want to be able to experience it, you know, from 10 feet away. Say I've done it, and then play some co-op.
Exactly what you did with my racing wheel that I want to sell right now.
Quick, buy that. So I can come to your house and try it once.
Exactly. Oh, goodness. Anyway, what else we got in the news?
Jump I don't know. Where are we at? We got a lot of directions to go. I'm going to talk about WoW, but I'm not going to do it right now.
Well, let's
hopefully talk. This won't drive people out of the chat room, because apparently WoW is like some sort of force of evil for people, and they don't want me to discuss it. Even though I'm like no kind of fanboy or anything, but, you know, I enjoy me some WoW every now and then. It's a good way to keep in touch with my friends, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
Okay. Well, then if not, the other story that I was... Unless you've got something already there, Jeremy, do you?
Oh, the Microsoft confusing statement of the week?
Yeah, that was posted over at Evil Avatar. Go ahead. Throw it out there. You know?
Yeah, that's like a good little bumper music story between actual news comments.
Well, there was something about an image or something that leaked of a game that had something about a hard drive required sticker on it.
Yeah, that was... Right? For what was that for? I'm trying to remember that was.
Do y'all remember which game it was?
No, I don't, actually.
I'm chatting. I don't know what you just said.
Oh, so you're going to be the one that doesn't pay attention to the show this week.
Well, I can't pay attention to the chat room when I'm talking, but when I'm not, that's when I read.
Well, anyway, guy at GamePro asked him about that and if 360 games were going to start requiring hard drives. And so the spokesperson said, every game will work with every Xbox 360 system, but just like some games will require you to have a memory unit to save games, some games will require you to have a hard drive to experience them.
Thanks, Mr. Unnamed Source at Microsoft. That's really great.
Clears it right up, doesn't it?
But that guy's glad he's unnamed now.
Sony puts names on what they say. They stand behind their words.
You know the name of the guy who puts his foot in his mouth every time.
Yeah, exactly.
When he's blogging.
Well, Sony doesn't realize they're putting their foot in their mouth. I have a feeling this guy kind of knew what he was doing.
Yeah. That makes one of us, because I'm not even sure which way he's trying to spin that necessarily. You know? Well, I mean, was he really being blatant enough to say, you know, you can boot it, but...
you can't play it without the hard drive.
You can't choose create new game or something like that. I mean, please. Was that what he was saying, or was he doing that, you know, was he speaking ad man? Was he talking about the full experience? I know that he didn't use that term. We were talking about
that. Yeah, he didn't say you have to have a hard drive to get the full experience. He just said some games will require you to have a hard drive to experience them. So it'll work. You just can't experience the game without a hard drive.
I don't know.
You can watch that title screen.
Yeah.
And that little demo that plays before pressing start. But you really can't go any further than that. There was also news, and one of you has the story. We can touch on it if you want to. The whole Resident Evil 5 situation.
Is it a story?
Not really, because it
hasn't been mentioned since. I can tell you that.
Well, it's only been really mentioned on like one blog out there in the whole.
Yeah, and
internet.
It was. I mean, we're not exactly talking about a news making blog or anything. It was just a. It was a little thing.
It's basically. You know, somebody looked at the recent trailer we had come out lately, and it was...
For Resident Evil 5.
Resident Evil 5. And it takes place in Africa, and, you know, everybody was saying, oh, it's...
It's racist, black, yeah. They were saying it was racist because you've got a white guy...
White guy military uniform.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, Resident Evil isn't any stranger to this particular kind of criticism. You know, when Resident Evil 2 came out, it was like, oh, it's a cop killer.
For that.
Never
yeah.
mind
well,
the cops
it
are
brain-eating
zombies trying to kill you.
Or happen
to be wearing cop clothes.
Or that they're being killed by a cop.
Yeah. Or that they're being killed
cop by a cop. Cop-on-cop violence.
They should stay away from things like painkiller has children coming after you.
Whatever it might have been, I can't say that I didn't think that this would happen when I saw the video. Because it isn't a question of killing a black cop zombie or you know, just the random black guy zombie mixed in with all the white guy zombie. That wasn't it. It was there was something about the image that was really striking, particularly given the fact that we can't escape the stories about the horrific nature of life in the interior of Africa. So to sort of point a camera at that in a way and, like, you know, make a game out. I can see somebody bringing it up. I don't think
that's the point of the game.
No, of course it's not. Of course it's not the point of the game. You know, I mean,
poor guys just wanted a different setting for a change.
Obviously, it was going to come up.
Yeah, it'll come up again and more often. The closer we get to release, and the more
there's nothing insidious about what they were doing. It's just
everybody prepare themselves.
I just think it's going to happen. I know that when I saw the video, I expected to hear. I'm like, okay, sooner or later. Somebody's going to mention this. Evidently, it was sooner. Actually, it'll be sooner and later.
Yeah.
So, it'll still be a good game. Because they've all been good games.
Yeah.
So, I don't care what you kill or why. So, there you go.
What do we got next on the list?
Well, there's the other, you know, the other big-ish story.
Other elephant in the room, maybe? Or?
Yeah. The pushback of GTA 4.
Man.
And that was another one. That was at a confirmed date. Yeah. Thanks, you know.
Two stories this week. That broke right after the show.
That's awesome.
GTA 4
pushed back. Take-Two claiming, you know, technical issues that they had to deal with. So it's being pushed back into the...
Whereas some were saying those technical issues revolved around the PS3.
Well, see, here's the thing, is that that's all they stated right away, is that it was being pushed back. And this from a confirmed date, though. That's kind of what got me, is that it wasn't like one of those nebulous maybe dates that you hear about. I mean, this was the date.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at sometime next year, which we can talk in a minute about why I actually think that's good.
Yeah.
Because we've had this discussion several times. But when they quoted these technical difficulties, everybody obviously ran to the idea that it was the PS3. All the videos and everything that we had seen, and most of all the screenshots and everything,
they've all been on the 360.
All been from the 360. So we haven't seen what's happening on the PS3. And then you sort of call back in your mind to the stories that we were hearing earlier in the year about people, developers describing the difference in terms of development for the PS3 and the 360. Not to say that one was necessarily better than the other, but that the nature of the beast on the PS3 was that it was a more intricate process. It was a more difficult thing to do. That the nature of their work was more rudimentary on the 360. And particularly when you were either moving something from the 360 to the PS3 or developing something simultaneously, you were going to be presented with problems simply because of the basic mechanisms for dealing with processing and memory allocation and all these other things, which that's fine. It's perfectly understandable to me. And, you know, I hate if this is true, if it really is because of the PS3. I hate it for them. I do. This was going to be a big deal for them. This was going to be one of those first day decisions, not a port, not a timed exclusive, not a at a later date kind of thing. This was going to be one of those things where you could. There were no Xbox 360 owners who had this before you, which we should note.
It's a system seller.
It is. It is a huge system seller, which we should note. That's still kind of a deal. We're not going to. They were very quick to follow and say that there wasn't. They had already made agreements with Sony. Take-Two had that they would not release this game. On, you know, they would not give the 360 a release.
The PS3.
Right.
Even if the PS3 had problems, PS3 has problems. It's been pushed back. Microsoft apparently just has to deal. They're claiming no violation of contract. They're not going to return any of their funds to Microsoft. And they're also, but they're also still saying that the extra downloadable content that was going to be available for the 360 version sometime in the first part of 2008 is still coming. Sometime in the first part of 2008. So something we could be looking at is the game coming out either maybe with or right before the DLC for the 360 version. I don't know. It seems a little strange to me. It seems like you'd still want some time. Because the feeling was that the timing between the two was very specific.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know. It's a really, really interesting story.
It kind of, you know, obviously, and we're going to get to this next hour when we talk about the fall holiday release schedule, but it kind of... It opens up a very big gap because as far as what to buy and what you were going to do with your time.
It changed the face of the fall.
Yeah.
And not just for players, but for other companies.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And that's still happening. I think we're
companies
still
now that had moved their release date because they were thinking, well, we can't go up against this. Or thinking, well, crap, now we got a window.
Look at that hole. Yeah. Look at that giant space. I mean, not that it's not like drive a truck through its space, but. You know, I mean, because it's choked as the holiday season really is. But there it is. You know, it's another opportunity to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it could be bad. I mean, there are people saying that this isn't actually a great thing because it's a system seller. There are a lot of developers who are kind of hoping that more systems are going to wind up in homes when a giant system seller comes along. Because even though their game may be second or third rate or, you know, whatever. Just doesn't have the budget, just doesn't have the weight to throw around that something like GTA 4 does. They know GTA 4 is going to sell systems. Great. More systems and more homes this fall and winter.
More systems for us to get our game.
Exactly.
Sold to.
So here you have like a game that's basically unrelated to some of these other developers, but they could really take
too.
It up the rear if you know, things don't pan out well.
We've seen other games getting pushed back. Along with GTA 4, presumably because
GTA 4. I mean, we'll never know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think in a lot of cases, it's a really safe assumption.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we'll do a little chat room roll call there and see who's all in the chat room. We'll go over the releases for this week, as well as your virtual console and your Xbox Live Arcade, and get in some more news coming up next here on Evil Avatar Radio on 1170 WACV.
That's weird.
It's still weird. Welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio. I want to say evilavatarradio.com for some reason. Welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. I was just talking about this game in the chat room when we were talking about the zombie situation, Resident Evil 5. That whole thing of whatever. Yeah, zombie stole my bike. that's it. That's all I got to say. I don't have to say anymore. But welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio. On 1170 WACV again.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
It's going to take some time.
We'll get over it.
Take some getting used to saying.
it's strange for us, but we'll get right to it. Hey, there's a lot of people in the chat room, more so than we've had in our first 30 minutes in a long time.
Is it roll call time?
It's roll call time, which reminds me of Mystery Science.
Mm. Robot roll call.
I would love to have one made up of all these people.
Gypsy. Tom Servo.
Gross. We are horrible.
And you know, and I had this whole thing. I had this whole thing last week where I like had this vision in my head of like... some sort of MST3K thing that was going on. I kept thinking about the last Joel first mic episode.
Yeah, Mitchell.
Mitchell.
No, it wasn't. Was that?
Yes, it was
Mitchell.
It was
okay.
Mitchell.
Mitchell.
We had been talking about Mitchell, and I was like, you know, that's very appropriate because you know Joel's on his way out.
Ah,
we're on our way in. You know, the show keeps happening. It's just you know some other goober in front of the camera. Or behind the mic, as the case may be.
Three others. Four others, I guess. I decided to not include myself as one of the goobs. But, yeah, Blackwing is in the chat room right now. Cyber Distraction is there as well. We got Mike O'Hara. Slacker is joining us. First timer, I think, for him. Fate Fodder.
For us.
For us, yeah. Bullet Food is in there. Straxus, of course. Jeremy is in the chat room. We got Fishbang. James to my right here. Agent Fox is in there. Maybe the first time on him. Kevin Hoggy is in there. Recording the show, and hopefully we're going to have this thing up.
That's our fast turnaround guy.
Yeah, I mean, he'll have the show ready to go. It's just getting through all the everything we've got.
We've got a new site to post it on now.
We do. We do.
There's work all that out.
New things
it's,
there.
Yeah, it's new, and we're not good with new. Kind of slow and dumb.
You can kind of tell. Evil Avatar Radio. Let's see. Yeah, Kevin. We've got Wraith in there. Dave, of course. BA Penguin. Nick, who is in there right now, and he's got a. We got. He gave us something really cool to give away, and we'll tell you about it coming up. Sandman's in the chat room also, who made an interesting point about the commercials. Arctic Vampire is in there as well. First time I've seen him in. I am in there myself. Klunka is also in. Nameback. Kara McKen. Akuma. ATR is in there, and Dr. Finga. Is in the chat room as well. So welcome everyone in the chat room. If you'd like to be in the chat room as well, all you have to do is head over to evilavatar.com or mouselip.com and click on the little chat room link there, and you could join us and talk about whatever is going on in the chat room. So do that. Coming up this week on our game releases, let's check out what we've got coming out tomorrow. Attack on Pearl Harbor for the PC is out tomorrow. A new game for the Wii called Boogie. It's a game from EA.
Yeah.
It's Boogie. It's a rhythm. I think it's a rhythm game. I'm not sure. You going to check this out?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Have you seen the screenshots?
No, not
okay.
really.
I'm not playing.
There's
that.
Like a big. There's a big blob or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'm not playing that.
Dances or something. I don't know. Hey, something to do on the Wii.
Man, I got to spend $200 in November on a rhythm game. I don't have any more room in my budget for rhythm
that's
games.
That's true. You better get some donations on that. You better get some donations for that thing. You know what?
You should get that book by what's-his-name, where he can like tell you how to find government subsidies for all this weird stuff you want to do.
The anti-Riddler guy?
Yeah.
I know
I'm sure that guy's got a line item somewhere in that giant book about how to play, how to buy large amounts of peripherals and get it subsidized by the U.S. government.
Exactly. We got Crazy Taxi Fair Wars for the PSP coming out. And we've also got High School Musical Making the Cut. That's my pick of the week. we've also got Mega Man Star Force Dragon for the DS. Mega Man Star Force Leo for the DS. Mega Man Star Force Pegasus for the DS. That's a lot of Mega Man Star Forces coming out for the DS there. Pet Alien for the DS as well. Tomb Raider Anniversary for the PSP. And Virtual Villagers, The Lost Children for the for the PC. That's your gaming for the week. That's pretty much it.
That's not. I don't think there's anything on there that's for me.
Mm-mm. DVD and high def, what do we have? Well, we'll save those for our last hour there. We'll tell you all about what's coming out. Some good stuff, though. For the virtual console today, we got Wave Race 64 from, obviously, the Nintendo 64 for 1,000 points.
Yeah, that was a good game, though. That was fun.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys play that?
I did not play it.
It was the jet ski game for the Nintendo 64.
I didn't play it, but
it was fun.
Ski games are usually
fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was really fun. I remember playing that at my buddy's house when he got a 64, and I was like, oh my goshing over the... the greasy graphics and everything.
We also get Galaga 90 from the TurboGrafx-16 for 600 Wii points there. And the gem of the week, I believe, probably out of all the releases
isn't
here.
Isn't it usually here, though? Isn't it usually this place where the gem goes?
Yeah, really. It's I have fond memories of this game here.
I have horrible memories of this game.
Mine are kind of horrible, too. I'll tell you about them.
I was really bad.
Wait, which game are we talking about?
Adventures of Lolo.
Oh, yeah.
From Nintendo Entertainment System, 500 Wii points. That game right there, that was one of my go to the movie gallery, go to the rental place, rent it, play it.
Yeah.
It's time to take it back, but go in there and be like, I'd like to rent this again, and then come back out with it and just do that over. I never bought the game, but I probably spent as much money.
Yeah, and I did a lot of the same thing, but never even really just couldn't play it.
There's a memory I have from this game that I'll probably embarrass myself now with, but I was like, I don't know, 12, so it doesn't matter.
Do it. Tell it.
My dad came home, and I was bawling my eyes out. And you know how you are when you're a kid and you're crying. It's all, you know, you're doing all that stuff. So I'm sitting there trying to tell him, and I'm trying to get ahead of the fact because I feel so guilty about it. And I tell him, I made a long-distance call to the Nintendo helpline because I couldn't get through this part in Adventures of Lolo.
I remember you telling me about that.
Oh, but you know what? He took that whole stance of, well, yeah, came out and told me, so, you know, I don't think you're going to do it again, because I thought my life was over, because I had made a long-distance phone call to the Nintendo Help Center, because I couldn't figure out a level in Lola. I don't even think they helped me get through it. I didn't know, you know. I don't remember, but that was a great game. I remember that one fondly. For Xbox Live Arcade Wednesday, we get Track and Field. For 400 Microsoft points. So.
You know, when I was in third grade, I thought I wanted to grow up and work in the Nintendo Help Center.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd get to play video games all day and get paid for it.
What changed you?
Well, you know.
You grew up.
realizing that, you know, you really couldn't make a living that way. Well, yeah. And they kind of did away with the Nintendo Help Center anyway, so.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got coming out this week for us. Interesting story, though, that came out today, which I'm kind of glad they did this. I remember was it last year when they released the whole, hey, Xbox Live Arcade Wednesdays? Is that when they initiated that? Was that
last
year?
It was a little more than a year. It was in the late spring, I think, after all the griping of, yo, paid $50.
Where's my
nothing going on?
Where's my arcade stuff?
And then they announced Arcade Wednesday.
And it was nice that they, because we saw release dates of what we were getting, and it was kind of nice to look forward to that. And apparently, they've told us what we're going to get this month. They haven't said the actual dates of the release, but they have said that this month, here's what you'll be getting. So it was kind of nice to see some of these. This month we're going to get Echo the Dolphin, something I never played.
You love Echo the Dolphin.
You do.
I never played it.
Yes, you do. You still play it all the time.
I never played it.
I've seen that Genesis hooked up to your high def just to play Echo. It's the only Genesis cart you own.
You probably put it on my my old Xbox when you made that thing. I still have. I've never played it. However, he's not in the chat room, but Ben has played it, by the way. I know he has, for a fact. What else do we have? This Hexic 2, which I'm actually interested in.
Yeah.
I really liked Hexic. That was your free game when you bought... when you bought your 360, your premium edition, that was the free game that came with it. And they made a sequel, and I'm very interested in seeing what that's like. Also, War World comes out this month as well. Also, in the coming weeks is what they decided to label this category of games. Is it called Geon? Okay. Geon Emotions, I think. Is that what it's called?
What are you talking about? Yeah, that's
looks like
what
Geon,
it looks like.
Right? All right, Geon Emotions. That's a.
Why
that's
would you ask me that?
I didn't know.
It's
just
a simple word, man.
All right, fine. shut up.
It's like four letters.
Yeah. Puzzle Quest Challenge of the Warlords comes out this month on Xbox Live Arcade. There's a lot of stuff coming out, so I'm guessing we're going to see some dual releases here. But Puzzle Quest Challenge of the Warlords, that's apparently a big game on the DS. A lot of people have been having fun with that one. Space Giraffe, strange name. But we're getting that. The guy who created your that stuff that whenever you play music, the visualization is the same guy that created the game Space Giraffe. So it's going to be kind of strange. Streets of Rage 2. We'll get that as well on Xbox Live Arcade. And, of course, everyone's favorite, Super Puzzle Fighter 2. Let me back that up. Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Woohoo!
That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's
the game.
That's a big deal.
Stuff.
It really is, I think. So that's what we're going to be getting this month. So in the next, 3 weeks now, we're going to be getting those on Xbox Live Arcade. I wonder if they'll break from their usual Wednesday, maybe, and throw a few in.
Well, they've been
consistent.
Yeah, but they've doubled up on Wednesdays as well. So, you know, maybe that's what they do. I don't know.
Jeff Minter was his name, by the way. So,
oh, okay.
To put that in there. But, yeah, so there you go. That's what your releases are and your upcoming for the
month. That's good. Dana can stop whining about... No Super Puzzle Fighter, whatever, that she's been crying about for some
time. She'll be playing Overlord anyway, so. But yeah.
We'll see about that. I'll have to wait till she gets here to talk to her about that.
What else we got going on
Girl
in the news here?
Girl cannot drive her minions, that's all I'm saying.
I had some problems with it too, but yeah, so. Go ahead. What do we got next?
You were the one. You were all like wound up to say something.
No, I'm done.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm done. You want to talk about WoW?
I do.
So
but
talk
apparently
about WoW.
The constituency in the chat room to rebel against me if I do that. I don't know. There's an expansion coming out. Fine. That's all there is to it. Wrath of the Lich King, 10 more levels, play a Death Knight. Stop hating on my WoW. I'm done.
That's it. You know what? You should write up another.
Here's the thing. If you want to know about it, then you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. If you care that there's an expansion to WoW, then you know about it. That's particularly one of those things. And apparently it's such a strong flavor now. And, you know, in the world, some people feel so powerfully about it, usually against it. Not that I necessarily blame them, but, you know, I don't want to hurt any feelings.
There were some strong feelings.
It's a big deal. How can it not be a big deal? I mean, aside from how you might personally feel about the game, you know.
Were you happy with the direction of the the expansion pack that they just announced?
From what I can tell, yeah. I mean, from everything I know, I think that I'm hoping that this one's going to have a shorter time between announcement and implementation, simply because at the point where they announced it, they've already shown us more than they did at the corresponding point with the previous expansion pack.
Mm-hmm.
They've just told more up front with this release. I think that a lot of it's overcorrection. I think that they're oversteering, you know, right to left.
So they
month after month after month after month with the game. I think that's their biggest problem.
They haven't given any indication of when it was going to be released?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. It's just one of the problems with the game is that you can't shoulder 9 million subscriptions and be a nimble game. All you can ever do is hope to shoot right down the middle and make people even remotely happy. But, I mean, I like MMOs. I'm a big fan of the concept. I think it can go great directions, but I think that a lot of people really haven't put into it what they need to in order to make something that can genuinely compete with World of Warcraft. I think that's the biggest problem. From what I understand, just coming from several different directions, a lot of developers think they can spend $5 million and beat WoW, or be WoW. I mean, it isn't WoW that's necessarily ruining the industry. It's other developers thinking that they just need, not developers, I should be specific, producers, mm-hmm. publishers, those people, thinking that they just need to be WoW because that's where the money is. And that not being WoW, being un-WoW at this point, would be a great place to go because that would get you some attention and there'd be a lot of people that would run to you. Just give me something good sci-fi. Give me original story. Give me a sci-fi universe for a change. You know, I'd run right to it. I absolutely would.
Yeah.
At the moment, I use WoW to talk to people I haven't seen in a long time. Seriously.
Yeah, kind of like we use Xbox Live when we want to talk to each other. We just go into a lobby and talk. Now, I read about it possibly requiring the Burning Crusade expansion.
Burning Crusade expansion raised a level cap from 60 to 70. Wrath of the Lich King is raising it to 80. So
you would kind of need...
You would need the content. It's gated in a particular way. It's not even physically accessible without Burning Crusade. The question, of course, was, will they fold BC into the standard basic WoW box so that everybody can have it, or will BC come shipped with Wrath of the Lich King at some level? Is it really going to cost $100 to play World of Warcraft? That's mm-hmm. the real question. At the moment, the basic box is 20. The expansion is 40. Another expansion probably be 40. Seriously, is $100 the price of entry? I don't know.
Gotcha.
I doubt it.
Mm.
These guys obviously aren't known for ways of not making money. So, I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff in it. It's more content. It's good stories, in my opinion. A lot of bad people, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
All right. Well, there's our World of Warcraft coverage right there.
Yeah.
So, we can move on from there. I know there was some talk in the chat room about it.
You know, whatever.
Warcraft
killed
my family.
It's a very polarizing thing at this point.
Well, does anybody have anything else?
I noticed Capcom's got a poll up on their Japanese site.
This is interesting, yeah.
Asking players what platform they think they should develop the Mega Man series on going forward. And the choices are PlayStation 3, PSP, Nintendo DS, Wii, Xbox 360, PC, or arcade. Being that it's on the Japanese site, I think it's a pretty safe bet either the Wii or the Nintendo DS is going to win that poll.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'd like to see the DS win it, just because I think Mega Man does better when it's in a 2D environment. Not that it has recently. I haven't played a good Mega Man game in a long time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's all I got on that. All
right. Well, I'm out of
stories.
What
would you prefer?
The DS.
The DS.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
I'm not really interested.
I mean,
I'm not
looking for an argument or anything. I'm just.
Well,
I'm
mean,
curious.
Between the DS and the Wii, or between
no, I mean
all the
between
other
all the choices.
Oh, between all the choices.
That's what I was trying to ask you earlier before we went on the air. What out of that list? Not out of the list that you know this
has
the
a chance of winning.
Pay attention to, but like, what would you honestly prefer? Where can it go on the DS? Like, what can you necessarily do?
They've already done what they're going to do on the DS. So, I'd like to see them do something on the 360. Especially maybe with Live Arcade, make a Live Arcade Mega Man download.
Just don't put the first one on there because that was just too difficult. You know, there's this game I should have been calling Nintendo support about. But yeah, that was just.
I don't know what they can do with the series anymore. That would at least get me interested again. Other than like go back and make a Mega Man 9.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of played out the X series, and I haven't enjoyed any of the other series, Zero or Battle Network or anything that's come since then. So
I don't know. I was just never felt very strongly about Mega Man. Well, I felt pretty strongly about it. But
well, you know me. I've played and beat every Mega Man and Mega Man.
I know.
X, including
I remember when, and I remember a few years back when you were on that particular crusade.
I was like, gonna play and beat all of them without cheating, just go
and I could never really tell which one you were on.
Yeah.
And
I did
playing. No, Mega Man. Yeah. Oh no, this one's this one, because of this. I'm like, yeah, man. You say so.
I never came so close to breaking my Game Boy so many times.
Yeah.
Because Mega Man's a game that'll make you throw your controller pretty quickly.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm not going to argue with that at all.
Very frustrating. What else we got? We got a few more minutes here.
Oh, there was the UK retailer HMV taking pre-orders for the 360 version of Metal Gear Solid 4. Do you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Mean, that came and went pretty quick.
Because there was a follow-up to it the next day.
Yeah, the follow-up next day was like, no, that's, wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure it was.
Sure it was.
That's because somebody contacted you and told you, from now on, this is wrong.
Yeah.
until we say otherwise, this is wrong.
Yeah, what a landslide of, just an endless stream of rumors to the contrary.
Yeah.
And, again, I'm not saying that it is, but come on, man.
The basic gist of the argument is, look, it's coming out on the 360. We don't know when. That's it. That's all we need to talk about. That's it. And the discussion is over with after you get to there. So.
It's still going to be too weird to be good. It's going to be like 90% what?
Cross-grabbing.
Yeah. because I remember you asking us after you saw that video. You haven't played previous Metal Gear.
No, I'm just like, does this normally happen?
Do they do this stuff normally? Yeah, man. That's most of what happens. You just sort of,
apparently accept it and
bounce from one really weird little situation to another. It's really uncomfortable sometimes. It really, really is. I was never happy with that.
Real quick, this is something that that Phil with Evil Avatar Radio would do. They go over the top stories of the week from Evil Avatar, and we've got a list here. So most of them we've already basically talked about. There was a story about not all hero games were selling well, and I believe that's just a fake story there.
That is a fake story. It's about Sousaphone Hero.
Yep, that was from. You know what? I should read these before I.
Yeah, you should
mention that.
Just get headline happy.
Yeah, there was talk of the redesigning of the 360 coming soon, which there was speculation coming out of that. So that was number four on the list. There, number three was the new Halo 3 innovations we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was Sony's comment after Bizarre came out and said that we don't really have enough room on the disc to put all the kind of things we wanted to.
Right.
And Sony came out and said,
see?
Legitimacy.
Yeah.
Here is why, Blu-ray is our reason for this is the reason we went Blu-ray, because there's more space on the disc.
Well, okay, yes. That's true.
There's a lot of discussion there.
That is not the reason you went Blu-ray. You feed that to someone else, man. It's a totally legitimate thing. And I sort of, you know, I hate the idea that we're already looking at, like, multiple DVDs and stuff for games. Yeah. But, which, we go over this all the time, ties right back into the fact that the hard drive didn't ship with every version of that console. You know, the 360 should have had a hard drive in every version. I don't know. Does anybody even know anybody with a core? Like, anybody in the chat room? Anybody anywhere? You can call me and tell me about somebody you know who has a core. I really want to know.
334-272-9228.
Call me and tell me about someone who has a 360 core and doesn't have a hard drive. I really want to know about this because I don't personally know any, and I know a lot of people with 360s.
Yeah, and they all have a hard drive of some type or another.
Yeah.
I don't know of anyone. Yeah, no, not even Mo. GTA, the number one story over at Evil Avatar this week was GTA 4 delay caused by problematic PS3 development, which is something we hit on earlier. So, lots of stuff we've already covered here. But, yeah, those were the big stories because that's what was going on this week. That GTA 4 delay was just a drop out of the sky.
Tuesday.
I logged on, and I'm like, holy crap, because I have all my RSS feeds, and it was just GTA 4 delay on like a ton of them. So,
So this brings up another thing, and it shouldn't take a couple minutes to talk about this, but am I alone in thinking that's really great? I mean, aren't we really at a place now where it's awesome to have a little breathing room?
Mm-hmm.
There are things you tell yourself you really want to buy, things you really want to experience. There's places I want to spend my money and things I want to play. You want to send GTA 4 to the first half of the year where nobody puts anything? This is a bad thing? More people need to be distributing their releases throughout the year instead of putting it in the last third.
Agent Fox says he knows people who have cores. It were the 8 people that were behind the 4 of us in line when the system came out.
And he says they were ticked.
we got 4.
I think it's a safe bet they've all got a hard drive by now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm certain of it.
The other 8 got cores and were ticked off about that. But yeah, it's, you know, that's one of those rare things. I don't know of a lot of people who have those, so... Anyway, we've got to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to go over this fall holiday release schedule of what's coming out. So, you know, might want to take some notes here, but that's coming up 6 minutes after 8, more of Evil Avatar Radio.
This is your pee break.
Exactly, here on 1170 WACV. We'll be back in just a bit.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on Evil Avatar Radio. Not in-game chat. More bumper music I don't recognize, by the way.
Mega Man.
Is that what happens every time I say, man, I don't know what that music is?
Yes.
Is that really what happens?
That's what happens.
Can we play something that isn't Mega Man music for you?
If you can get Scott to load some more stuff in the machine, then yeah.
All right, yeah. I'll take full blame for that. And every... think. Of course, you know what? For a lot of people in the chat room, this is the first time they've heard this.
Yeah, we.
That's true.
We do this all the time, man.
Thank you to everyone who's first listening, because you just got me out of that little jam. Nope, there it is again.
Yeah.
I thought I had turned that off. Anyway, welcome back, of course, and this is the second hour. Do you have a trivia thing we can give away? We've got the... Okay, I'll tell you what it is. It is a... it's a free marathon. A marathon code for Xbox Live Arcade. That's what the BA Penguin in the chat room has given us to give away in the chat room. It's a chat room exclusive
giveaway.
Yeah. So we're going to give that away. If you'd like to win it, basically all you got to do is if you want to win,
we have to come up with a question.
Yeah.
If you want to win,
that's our part.
Actually,
dude, that's.
Huh?
That's our part.
I know it's our part, but it's so hard for us to do. I figured somebody that could come up with one would actually be the winner. But yeah, so what if they did come up with one that could stump us? Nah, never mind. So if you can think of a trivia question. Yeah. if you can think of one, we'll ask it in the chat room.
I think we'll try to come up with something, and we'll do that this hour, and we'll give away the normal giveaway in the last hour.
The last Sounds hour, good. By the way, the next the movie gallery giveaway that we've got is another audio clue.
Yes, it's part of our
ongoing series.
Yes,
of
that's right.
Name that console boot up sound.
Yeah, it's an audio daily double. So that's what we got coming up next hour as well. Anyway, let's jump into the release list for this fall. I was gonna go to GameStop on Sunday, yesterday. However, I was unaware that they closed at 6 on Sundays, so I didn't make it. I finished watching Hot Fuzz, and I'm like, all right, let's go. And I called them first because I thought I better be sure.
Right.
And nobody answered. So, yeah, they close at 6 on Sundays. Just want you guys to remember that. Because I was gonna give them the card and just... I was going to give them my credit card.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, take $5 off of every title I'm about to say. And but I didn't get a chance to do that. But anyway, let's go over the list here. Let's start with next week. These dates, I hope they're set in stone, but I don't
think... Yeah, well, we've seen how that works.
The further we get into it, the less they're going to be set in stone for. So
let's just understand that these dates are a little pliable, that nothing's absolute. Things could change, but... Where we are right now, this is what it looks like.
Right. Let's jump into, and I tell you what, I'm going to post this link into the chat room, and I want you guys here as well to go and look at it, because I may not hit some games that you guys are like, whoa, this is big deal. So
yeah.
Here is the link to that. There we go. And you guys can go to that and look. I'm going to start with next week, of course. I wasn't going to mention this, but I might as well. Madden comes out for everything in the world.
You guys got that Madden?
Huh? Yeah.
That's for everybody. It's for games retail.
It's, you know, since, because GTA got delayed, and GTA was being looked at as maybe a Sony system seller, me and Rorschach actually were talking about this the other night. I'm like, you know what? Madden actually may be their system seller now. Because there's a lot of people who think if you're going to play Madden, you got to play it on Sony for whatever reason. That's the only way you can play it is on a PlayStation.
Right.
And it may now become a system seller. So, for them, instead of looking at GTA 4 being what it was this year anyway.
Uh-huh.
But, that comes out next week. We've also got, Two Worlds coming out next week for the 360 and the PC, which of course is supposed to be the most epic RPG of all time.
Yeah. And it's been kind of sneaky. It's just sort of been crawling along. Which makes me sort of not really believe that date. Are we certain if that's gold?
I'm pretty sure that's gold.
Okay, that's very strange.
I'm pretty sure that is a done deal.
That's an awfully uncelebrated upcoming release for something so epic.
Yeah. That's August 14th. We get August 20th. We get Brain Age 2 on your DS. Hopefully they fixed blue whenever you speak it into the DS.
Blue.
Well, you had to say brew.
Yeah, it
was I'm not kidding. That worked like 99% of the time. If you said brew, it would work.
Oh, man. That's awesome and great. And kind of tragic. Yeah. But then great again.
Also on August 20th, along with Brain Age 2, we get Stranglehold on what looks like the PC. That's the PC gets it first, apparently, according to this list I'm looking at right here. So you get Stranglehold.
Good for them. They need some stuff.
They need some love.
Despite what they say.
Then they need some love. The very next day, August 21st.
August 21st. Yeah, man.
You just sounded like a kid with ADD or something.
So what comes out on August 21st?
August 21st, that's a Tuesday. I'm going to be so wired on our show 2 weeks from now.
Brunswick Pro Bowling.
Yeah.
No, August 21st is the release of BioShock for the 360 and the PC. So, looking forward to that, huh?
Kind of excited about that.
Are you? Or you just, the 21st just does something for you. Also, on the 21st, the PSP and the PS3 get Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 after a nice little long bout of not having it, I guess. What else do we get? On the PS3, we get iCreate, which... On the 23rd, which seems like that should have something to do with the PlayStation Eye, but I've heard no time of release on that PlayStation Eye, that camera. But it's supposed to be very, very soon, so we'll see about that. Then on the 27th, all right, here we go. The 21st sees BioShock. The 27th, we get Stranglehold on the PS3 and the 360. There's two games, not even a week apart, that I really want to play.
Yeah.
So there's $120 down the... in a matter of... 3 days. Blue Dragon comes out on the 28th.
Which, that's a big deal for a lot of people. I kind of shaved that off my list, but, I got a special place in my heart for JRPGs. You know, the part of me that hates myself and likes to kind of inflict that sort of, you know, repetitive soul injury.
I forgot to mention that on the 27th, though, Metroid Prime 3 for the Wii. comes out. So
nice.
That'll yeah, you'll be time. Picking that up, Dennis.
Congrats to them.
Congrats to Dennis for having something new to play on his Wii.
Yay!
let's see. We also get, let's see, looking down the list here, new expansion for Guild Wars comes out on the 28th. We get Guilty Gear for the Wii on the 28th as well. Moving on into, oops, Sam & Max Season 1 for the PC comes out on the 28th.
That's great.
Standalone. Stuntman Ignition comes out on the 28th for the 360. Another game I'm interested in playing, probably turned into a rental for me, but it's another one I'm very interested in playing. Did any of you guys play the demo on Xbox? Well,
no.
I mean, look at
no,
you,
no, of
Dennis.
Course I
look it up on your laptop. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, that's so mean.
Laptop. But yeah, so...
Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
We should really get those sound effects and use them instead of our... it's more fun when we make them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe you should just buy the little DS browser and come in here. We all open up our laptops, you open up your little DS. And
man, I'm tired of those portable browsers. If it ain't all laptop.
Obviously you are. The way that you choose not to bring me with.
Well, you know, I use smartphones for forever. And
that's true.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. You got a copy of Stuntman already in the mail. Yeah, no, it's not out for the rest of us peons. we don't get advanced screener copies, I guess you could say. No, it comes out on the 28th, I believe. If he's talking about Stuntman Ignition, I'm not sure. But, yeah, there was a demo out for that. Play it. If you enjoy it, that's when the game comes out. Ooh, they've got a listing for Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix for the PC on the 28th.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of interesting. Maybe that's when we'll get. Dana's very happy about that. Dana has joined
us in the chat
the
room, by the way. She got off work. She's our phone gal.
Oh, yeah, she is. Hang on. There you go. Oh
come
one.
On, punch her in.
Jesus, sorry. There you go.
After being locked in the lobby, which nobody mentioned. I'm just saying.
Wait, didn't you have a story about Overlord and Dana?
Uh-oh.
That you were going
to
share.
I did. I want to hold on to that because I don't want to interrupt the list. But I didn't want to do that story without having her here to defend herself. I'm just saying, can't drive her minions.
we'll talk about that
later.
By the way, Nick B.A. Penguin, he got Sam & Max Season 1 in the mail already. So sorry about the confusion. I forget that we are 6 seconds ahead of. We're in the future about 6 seconds time. So, yeah. Anyway. Tiger Woods comes out on the 28th, if you're really into that. Hey, you got that Tiger Woods. Also, Warhawk comes out for the PS3. It's the same thing.
It isn't the same thing.
Well...
you didn't spend enough time in... You didn't spend any time in game retail, did you?
No.
Yeah,
there was no Tiger Woods during your time, as far as...
Yeah, there was. Near
oh,
the
really?
End.
Okay.
Near the very end.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like, 5 years of, hey, you got that Madden... That's all I'm just saying.
Hey, you get that, man?
I did work in the... Well, we'll talk about that later, but yeah. I worked in the video rental industry, and there's plenty
right,
to talk about there. You know, people would come in...
Hey, y'all got that Residential Evil game?
Well, no. It wasn't about the games.
Resident Evil Creek?
Yeah. That. Or they would look at the box art and say, you have that movie called Hope Survives? When, you know... It was actually, whatever, that comet thing with Elijah Wood.
What?
Deep Impact.
Oh, I see.
It
yes.
said Deep Impact on the bottom, but in big-ass letters on the top, it said Hope Survives, and people would ask for that. or they would come into the store, say, this weekend, and say, hey, do you have the Simpsons movie? Heard it was out. No, not yet. Go ahead.
The worst part about selling videos for me... Do you have Scarface on DVD for all the years that there was no Scarface on DVD?
Yeah.
Every day of my life. Scarface? No, we don't. It's not.
Didn't
out.
You guys have
what
buttons
do you mean
to
it's
that
not
effect?
Out. It's Scarface.
No, I don't have Scarface on DVD. How else can I help you?
let's see. Moving back, we've got Ultimate Duck Hunting on the Wii.
Ultimate duck hunting.
Ultimate. It is extreme duck hunting.
So does that mean we can shoot the dog now?
Yeah.
Be about time.
The dog shoots back.
Oh, crap.
That's right. The dog shoots back. Moving on into our months here. Let's see. Moving on into September, apparently. We've got some good stuff. I think Blackside Area 51. I think that got bumped, actually.
It did. Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't too excited about the demo. It was a little shooter thing that wasn't, you know, necessarily insulting, but it was really bland for me. Not, I'm just saying, you're going to put a sci-fi themed shooter in the same month as Halo 3? Seriously?
Yeah. That's
quite
true.
Move that stuff now.
Moving into September, you really don't have anything coming out. September is owned by Halo, basically. You have Lair, which was supposed to come back. It's supposed to come out next week for the PS3, and then it got bumped back.
But that was Q&A issues. That was because it looks like crap and plays like crap, I think.
It'll come out for the PS3 on September 4th, right next to Flat Out Ultimate Carnage, which I guess will be my Burnout until Burnout comes out.
What did you just say?
Flat Out Ultimate Carnage.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. It'll be my substitute for Burnout until, of course, Burnout is released later on. Ninja Bread Man for the Wii comes out on September the 4th. I'm just reading these titles because the Wii just really has hardly anything. So I'm like, when it's got something, there you go. And it's got some very interesting titles. So you get Ultimate Duck Hunt and then Ninja Bread Man. Project Gotham Racing 4 on September the 4th comes out as well.
I hope that holds. There was a story about them saying, yeah, when we're done, when we're happy with it, kind of thing. Because it felt like they rushed 2 or 3. They felt like 3 was rushed to meet the launch day of the 360, yeah? I remember that being a thing a while back. So hopefully that date's still legitimate. Looks good. Looks fun.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will stay. I think it will hold for you. Siphon Filter, Logan Shadow for the PSP comes out on September the 4th. Again, these dates aren't something really specific, but we're thinking they're going to work. DK Jungle Climber for the DS on September the 10th. Something I'm interested in there, just to see. We've also got Brothers in Arms, Double Time for the Wii on September the 11th. Also, Fatal Inertia, which I was kind of interested in until I saw gameplay of it, and I thought, man, I don't want to play that again.
Yeah. It's happened a couple times to me, actually. Happened with Army of Two.
Yeah, really?
I was totally jazzed about Army of Two for a long time with the teaser trailers and everything they did. They finally released a gameplay trailer. Like,
I need to check that out, then.
I'm not sure when the trailer came out, but it's pretty recent. I saw the gameplay. It, man, turned me off fast.
Mm. I'll have to take a look at that and see how that is, because I haven't seen any gameplay for that just yet. Also, moving into more of September, Eternal Sonata comes out on September 17th for the 360. We've also got The Stranglehold will hit PS3 on September 17th as well for the PS3, and you'll get that nice little collector's edition that comes with the Blu-ray version of Hardboiled on the same disc as the game. Kind of nice there. And keeping things going here, moving on into earlier of September, you get Juice 2, Hot Import Nights. That looks like it's coming out for everything, so enjoy that if you're into that. Personally, not me. I think Kevin is kind of into that, actually. Hoggy in the chat room there. I think he may kind of have some interest into that. Not sure, though. And I'm really just skipping down here because there we go. Halo 3 on September the 25th for the 360. So enjoy your Halo, because that'll pretty much take up the rest of the month and on into most of October as well. Am I skipping over any of these that you guys are seeing?
No, not especially. You're giving more time to weird stuff than I would. I just hit the high points myself.
Let's see. Looking on into, we've kind of jumped into October here. I would have said, obviously, you know, GTA 4. However, that's not happening anymore. And who knows when that'll happen.
It's got pushed back. Yeah.
They've got a release. They've got a listing here for Manhunt 2 on October the 1st for the Wii.
No.
Yeah. I don't see that happening either.
Nope.
I don't see Wii Music on October the 1st as well. I haven't heard anything on that.
Nope.
And I doubt we'll see that either. So, what else do we have? New Spider-Man game coming out on the 2nd. I agree. Goodness. Half-Life 2 Episode 2 on the PC on October 9th. And then apparently...
long enough.
Yeah, well...
Yay, episodic content getting stuck out so quick.
Yeah, that's right, man.
All right.
We'll see if that happens.
Which should release at the same time as the Orange Box for Xbox 360. We'll see if that happens on October the 9th. That's, again, you know, if that comes out for $60, the Orange Box, you'd be an idiot not to pass up that deal. If you have not played, you get Halo, you get Half-Life 2 You get Half-Life Episode 1 and Half-Life Episode 2.
Yeah.
You get Portal. You get Team Fortress 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing deal all in one box.
Well, it's especially, I mean, for the console owners, it's, you know, it's a good thing because they haven't, it's just a nice total package for them to get. And I think that the whole thing, it might wind up being worth it just for Team Fortress 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People paid that much money for Shadowrun, and that was Drek. So,
I'm very interested in the Portal thing too. I'm very interested
in seeing what that does. It looks fun. It looks cute,
especially in a multiplayer environment.
Yeah,
I think that'll be a lot of fun there as well.
That's drunk gaming, man. That's what that is.
Yeah. Well,
at least for me.
October 23rd sees the release of Ace Combat 6.
Yeah.
Fires of Liberation.
That's right.
You gonna get the bundle?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a bundle guy, add-on hardware, extra stuff to pay money for type of guy. I'm usually pretty good with the controller, but I mean, I love the demo. I love the Ace Combat 6 demo, but it really, yeah, you know, if you wanted to play on with the full featured controls, as it were, the six axes of movement, mm-hmm. then I think you need the stick combo. So, and it's, you know, it's useful as a, supposedly as a USB flight stick for the PC, so.
The list I'm looking at here says Clive Barker's Jericho comes out on PS3 on October 23rd.
Yeah?
And that was, I saw a little trailer for that, and it was kind of interesting there, from what I could see. Conan comes out on Xbox 360 and PS3 on October 23rd as well.
Maybe.
You know, again, we're so far into it now, you really don't know how long these will hold. As far as a firm release date, The Eye of Judgment, which I know the guys over at Penny Arcade are really talking about, that card game.
Yeah.
That uses the...
It's a thing, man.
PlayStation Eye.
It's a thing.
I'm very... When they showed that at E3, way back when they said, our system's going to cost $600, that was impressive to see them put the card down, and all of a sudden, little character pops out on the screen. I'm like, that's cool. I really want that. It is cool. I don't play card battle games, but I think I'll try. With something like that, and of course you'll look to me to.
Yeah, well,
hey, buy that.
Hey, you need to get that. Have you pre-ordered it? Do that.
It's out on October 23rd as well. What else comes out in October? Of course, they announced just recently here, Hellgate London comes out on Halloween.
Yeah, that's that title's got a strange draw.
Mm-hmm.
It's old. I mean, it's, you know, got the spiritual successor to Diablo thing going on, being developed by a lot of the same people. But it's also got a strange kind of quasi MMO model mm-hmm. going for it, which a lot of people are really curious about. I am too. I'd like to see it. Hope it does well.
Yeah, we've also got still in October. October 23rd, Viva Pinata Party Animals for the 360 comes out. Dana seems to be happy about that in the booth back there. Gran Turismo 5 Prologue for the PS3 comes out on October 25th. I don't plan on picking that up. And on October 29th, Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock.
Nope.
Nope for you, huh?
Seriously?
I got to see some more songs.
Have you seen the set list?
You know, it's so tough because it's like, well, I can get Guitar Hero 3, but you know what? In a few weeks, I'm picking up Rock Band. So...
It's not even that for me. It's just, Jeremy and I were having this discussion the other day about how at one point we thought, you know, maybe there are some intelligent decisions being made about what songs really would work better being dissected and turned into a, you know, a hero game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's a legitimate thought. But then it occurs to me, it's like, you know, I haven't spent the last 15 years, like, jamming out and playing air guitar while I'm driving down the road to most of these songs. I want a Guitar Hero, a song I really want to pretend I'm playing on stage. That was kind of the point. And when they get into kind of obscure rock, or what is to me something a little more obscure, the draw isn't there for me. Yeah. I think Guitar Hero 1 had the best set list for me, without a doubt. I mean, it really did.
Did you see video? Strax has posted video of this.
Of the Dragon Force song on Guitar Hero 3?
No.
No,
ugh.
No
you,
way.
You want to talk about having
no
that little
way.
Throw up come up in your throat?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. To see that go, man. That, they were playing it on hard, obviously, but whoever was playing it, wow. Really good. You know? Really good. But yeah, that was some stuff I don't even want to think about touching. Also on October 30th, we have Beautiful Katamari comes out for the 360. So good news there for your Katamari fans, which I'm one of them, so it'll be nice to play. Also, there is the Hellgate London. Need for Speed Pro Street comes out on October 30th. We also get the Simpsons game on October 30th as well, which looks really good from just the video I've seen. Looks great, actually, compared to most of the Simpsons game they've released on consoles before. This looks very good, and if it's got four-player co-op, right there, you know. Just like the old arcade game, I'd love to see that come out on Xbox Live Arcade. Story there I'm missing, or what?
No, that was just funny, because it was fun.
Yeah, okay.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. We just broke out in laughter, so it wasn't true.
You know, we had sort of a shared experience there, sort of a consensus reality thing in the studio here. We were all thinking back to the arcade, man. Just read your list.
Yeah, I guess I will. Okay, Virtua Fighter 5 for the 360 on October 30th. The Witcher for PC comes out, if you guys are interested in that. What else do we have? Army of Two, we were talking about that, November at some point for the Xbox 360. Assassin's Creed in November as well.
Still pretty drawn by that.
Yeah. I'm very excited by Assassin's Creed.
You've been ever since you saw that.
Yeah.
You're very excited about that. So, hope you enjoy it. I'll be playing it as well, though. It just doesn't have the co-op. We get the Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway for the 360 in November as well, which I think comes with some co-op in that. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Regardless, you get Call of Duty 4 the same month, Modern Warfare for the 360 and the PC as well. So lots of stuff coming out there. I'm still in the month of November, and I've covered like four games already that are coming out. Because in November, you've still got Rock Band coming out.
Yeah.
Something else?
November? Come on.
I'm looking.
God, I hate you.
Mass Effect.
There you go. Mass Effect.
I didn't even get to it, but yeah, Mass Effect. Yeah. What date is that on that one?
I'm not sure of the actual day.
I think it's like November. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so Mass Effect as well comes out in November. So Kane and Lynch Dead Men comes out in November, which I may get to see a little bit of in PAX.
Yeah, I thought that was a great thing to find out that there'd be some more information about that, because I haven't seen that much of it in a while.
Left 4 Dead. Now, didn't that just get announced as being pushed back?
It did.
Back to 2008?
Yeah, it went back to 2008, which is sad.
We've still got it on the list here, but apparently that's been pushed back. Also, we'll get LEGO Star Wars The Complete Saga coming out in November as well. I'll mention this because it kind of made some news here, but Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, that's pretty much it. Don't need to even say any more about that. Mercenaries 2 for the 360 in November, not really one I'm interested in, but, apparently it was good enough for them to make a sequel, but then again, you can't really apply that to everything in the world, can you? Knight's Journey of Dreams for the Wii comes out in November. Is that something you're interested in, Jeremy?
No.
Okay. I remember when I was talking about a sequel, you were interested in the news that they were doing that.
Yeah.
But
just because that franchise, that game
it's been a dormant franchise for so long.
Ever. I mean, Saturn?
Yeah, Saturn.
Like early Saturn. And it was, I remember it was, you know, it was a pretty fancy thing because it came with one of, at the time, the first analog controllers, which actually was a great analog controller. Yeah. But, you know, it was a silly little thing, and it was kind of great at the time. Just to see it show back up again after all these years. That's it, It's kind of a novelty announcement.
Yeah. Like I said, Rock Band comes out. We also see Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles for the Wii comes out in November as well. And that's something Dennis will be picking up also. Let's see. What else do we have? As I'm looking through here, anything you guys see that I'm missing? This says Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Oh, that's for the PSP. My bad. Star Wars The Force Unleashed for the PSP in November. Super Mario Galaxy, of course, we get in November as well.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah. Conviction is still listed, obviously, but they have pushed that back.
That's next year as well.
Yeah, that's going to be next year. Again, these things were coming out. I was kind of happy about the fact that these things were getting pushed back because...
Well, yeah, I...
Listen to what we've listed already. You got a lot of stuff coming out.
Well, think about it. You choose... I know there are a lot of people that have a lot more playtime than others, but... I mean, you look at the next 4 months... And, there's easily like 7-8 games in there that I want. And that's, for me, not necessarily enough time to play those games, since a lot of them are pretty serious affairs. I don't imagine BioShock is like a 2-day type of thing. You know, it's not 8 hours played time sort of deal. I'm going to spend a lot of time on it. And I've got a little bit of a backlog as well. I don't need 90% of the games I play to come out in one part of the year. I really, really don't. Christmas is of no consequence to me personally. The holiday season means nothing to me. And I have to tell you, if... I mean, theoretically, if you had 12 games I absolutely wanted to play, you know, I might have to cut a couple away. I want to play Blue Dragon, but I don't think I'm going to be picking it up just because there's too much else going on. But, like, you know, if you start seeing some of those games show up in the first half of the year when things are really sparse, then I can look back at the first half of this year and I've picked stuff up that was like, oh, well, you know, that looks like it might be kind of cool. And I'm not buying any other games right now. I'll throw $60 at that. That's fine. Like, imagine what would happen if you threw a really, really good game into that part of the year. I'm not going to examine the business model or their reasons for thinking that they have to do it. I just know that there's a time of the year when there is nothing. And even an average game has a tendency to sell, you know, okay. Why wouldn't you take a really big game and throw it out there? I don't understand that.
Well, I have a harder time buying games at Christmas because I'm too busy buying stuff for other people.
Oh, I don't buy stuff for other people. You should try that. It's much easier to buy things for yourself all the time and not buy things for other people. That's what I've decided to do.
Where did I get you last year? I don't remember.
And the thing is, new games, since new games run $60 a pop now, you know, there's not much of a chance of... You know, I'll get some GameStop gift cards, but nobody's going to buy me.
You know what the
game.
Best Christmas gift for people that own 360s are? Microsoft points. Those are like the best. I love getting. Well, I didn't get any this year.
Yeah.
Buddy Ben next to me opens up like two packages of them. Yeah. I'm like, man, I didn't get any points. Oh, but
and
yeah,
they're good to give. You're like, oh man, I don't have to think about this guy. I don't have to know what he likes. He has an Xbox.
I don't
this
have to think about what game he wants. I can just give him the points, and there he goes. So those are great little things to give as well. Did you? Okay, you were getting close to the mic, so I wasn't
just
sure.
Just say something.
That's
if you
what
say something.
You gave me for my birthday.
Yeah, you got the 4,000 point card, and you.
So I was giving you the thumbs up.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
And
right.
You put it all in your account.
Well, you can't split it.
I know. You should put it all in my account.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't want
you to split it.
What good does that do him if you split it? Also, back to the release dates here. I know some people are interested. Turning Point Fall of Liberty comes out on the 360 and the PC in November as well. If you didn't see a trailer for that, it was very G.I. Joe-ish, but with Nazis. It was, yeah, that's right. It starts off with
Cobra Retreat!
And we're also getting World in Conflict for the 360 as well, comes out in November.
So it's a Berlin Wall game?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Comes with a piece of wall. Yeah, there you go. That's all I know about it, to be honest with you.
That's exactly what you get.
Berlin Wall game.
I'm still going down the list here. To see it. Yeah, it's a lot. I'm trying not to miss anything. If you guys want to skip ahead, go ahead.
I don't
want to
help you.
Crisis, November 16th.
Big for the PC guys.
Yeah.
That's good. Or maybe not. I know that there are a lot of people that were skating along with their current hardware configurations and were perfectly happy right now. But, you know, Crisis comes along and, you know, gets itself a release date. You know, all of a sudden.
Time to upgrade.
Got to upgrade that core again.
Haze comes out on the PS3 November 20th, which I'm interested in seeing. That's looked good to me from what I've seen. So I don't know if I'll wait to play it on the 360 or if I'll get it for the PS3. I'm not sure. You know, it might be time to actually use my Gamefly account to get PS3 games now instead of... using it on the 360 games. Because I know what I want. I know what I want to buy on the 360.
Yeah.
So I may start using it for the PS3 to rent some of these.
Yeah, the look on my face was like, yeah, PS3 games.
That'd be great.
Again, so that you can take advantage of those things.
I'm still mad that you didn't buy Resistance.
You're right, I didn't buy Resistance.
Did you buy Resistance?
I did buy Resistance. I just haven't played it. Yeah, I bought Resistance.
Okay, all right.
But I told you.
I'm not mad about you at that.
I'm just mad you didn't know about
it. Yeah!
Come over and play it.
I don't want you to own it or anything for, you know, your own personal enjoyment.
Got it on the cheap, so I got it.
This is what you do with a friend who lives 200 yards away,
yeah.
By the way.
You encourage them.
Get him to buy stuff.
He got me to go to PAX, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a lot of fun, and we'll talk more about that coming up. Super Smash Brothers Brawl on December the 3rd for the Wii.
Good
so
deal.
There's something else.
Very good.
James, again, looking at me. You going to buy that? No, I'll let Jeremy
buy
it.
No, Jeremy can buy that. I'm going to go to his house.
Exactly. What else do we have? Star Trek Conquest for the PS2 and the Wii comes out as well. New Star Trek game there for you. Let's see. Happy Tree Friends. That's an interesting game. I don't know if anybody's seen those, but that would be make an interesting game. They say
it really would.
They say it's a puzzle action game, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's like Puzzle Fighter. But a lot worse things happen to the characters.
Did we bring that up? Right? Did we bring up the date for Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo Magnanimous Edition on Xbox Live?
We said it would be sometime in the month of August. That's
okay.
All we've said.
Okay. I couldn't remember if we went over that because she, you know, in the booth, the Dana.
Dana's in there. She
has a desire.
Loves the game. It's a fun game. You know,
it is.
I bought that pristine condition for the PS from the PS1, so we could play it on PS2, and it's very very good. So if you haven't, you really ought to check it out. Lost Odyssey gets a Q4 release. That's all they're saying.
Yeah, that's 360. No, I'm gonna buy it. Too nonspecific.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know, I think we'd have a date. I realize I got kind of a wall in my perception of the next half a year, and it basically stops on the other side of Mass Effect at the moment. I mean, that's just in how I'm thinking about things coming out, because there's stuff that I'd like to see and like to play, but really that high level of anticipation sort of drops off sharply after Mass Effect.
You know, I realize we're getting into dates. Well, see, like this one has a release date of to be announced for 2007. So who knows, but I didn't even know they were making it. Apparently a Seventh Guest 3.
Really?
Yeah. Which, you know, thought they were kind of done with that. But yeah, we had talked
They should be.
Yeah, we were talking about adventure games a couple weeks back, but yeah, Seventh Guest was one of the first ones I had ever played, and wasn't happy with 11th Hour, but here they are making a third, so I don't know. But like I said, we're getting into the TBA part of stuff, because now you're starting to see things like Alan Wake and stuff like that popping into the list.
And that's been sort of drifting away from us further and further out of reach for, what, a year and a half now?
Mm-hmm.
That's upsetting.
I have to mention this one.
Okay, all right. What is it going to be?
TBA 2007 on the PC, Bob Ross, The Joy of Painting.
That's crazy. That seems like a great Wii title.
Yeah.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, Bob Ross, The Friendly Little Tree.
Happy Little Tree.
The Happy Little Tree.
He was cool. Tree.
Man,
he was cool.
If I couldn't go to sleep, Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Drift me off with your, you know, dulcet tone. I would go to sleep to you painting whatever. but yeah, that's pretty much a look at the list. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Burnout Paradise coming out for... They've got it listed here, I think, as a 2008 game, which that could be the case. But... yeah, after that you're just getting into these were games that are supposed to come out in 2007. They've even got the Madden for the Mac listed on here, so I won't go any further.
Yeah, deep speculation.
Yeah,
we're pretty dumb. We're dumped the hard stuff.
But yeah, I mean that's a lot of stuff coming out.
It is
this fall, and I know there was an article about the seven games that were saved because of GTA getting its delay.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know where that list
is.
Yeah,
it's floating around there somewhere. I'll sort through some stuff. I think that's highly. I don't know.
Do we need a commercial break this hour?
We do. It's just we only have the one, so that's why I hadn't gone into a commercial break just yet. In fact, I found the article about the seven games that were saved. And
good.
I'll hit those just real quick. And then we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll ask the trivia question because Nick has sent me one, by the way. He sent me a trivia question that we can ask in the chat room, and so we'll talk about that as well. But here are the seven games that that Computer Video Games says... were saved because of GTA 4's delay. One of those being Army of Two, which I think that's true because I think maybe that will, you know, people will say, well, what else can I play right now? I'm kind of in a lull, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
seriously, I did not like the gameplay footage.
I'd like to look at that.
It was oogly, and I've been really excited about it forever.
I remember that.
Man, it hit all my, you know, necessary co-op G spots, man. It was like, it was really. I'm like, two guys. You know, they got to do all the stuff. That's great. It looks great. And I saw the gameplay. I'm like, man, this is
horrible.
This is just. And the trailers. Some of the trailers that they had released looked really good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It was just a straight gameplay footage, and it just, I was just, I don't know. Amateur. That's what it looked like.
Well, they said Bioshock's getting saved because of it, but I don't think so. I think Bioshock was, you know.
I don't know. I can make some declarations about what I think that is. I mean, A, it's this month.
Yeah.
So,
I would think
whatever.
I would think it would be games that are coming out after.
Or right around.
Or around
right
the time,
there,
yeah.
No, and I also think that, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think that the majority of people who know what Bioshock is and want to play Bioshock, we're going to get it and play it anyway. I don't know how much of a thing that is for, oh man, GTA 4's not out? Well, I guess I'll, you know, I have that money 2 months earlier for Bioshock now. Nah, it doesn't hold water for me.
Yeah.
Bioshock's the kind of game you're going to get and you're going to play because you understand its pedigree or you've heard word of mouth or you've seen all the hype and something and sort of stirs in you to spend your money in August on that.
Another one that I don't agree with is Lair being saved from GTA 4. No, I don't think it has.
I think Lair can be saved by anything at this point.
Haze is another game that they mentioned. Again, this is only relatable to you if you have a PS3, so... Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't, then obviously it doesn't matter to you. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, that's one I kind of, I may agree with on that one.
Maybe, yeah. It might pick up a little bit mm-hmm. of, pick up some more numbers because of it.
Heavenly Sword, which gets a release date in September, another one that may have been saved. I don't think so. I think Halo 3, I think if you're releasing in September, Halo 3 would have been, a delay in Halo 3 would have been your only saving grace, but who knows. Maybe, there are people that own PS3s that don't have 360s.
Yeah.
So... for them, that I would actually agree with that in the sense that maybe they were waiting for, they said, well, GTA 4 is coming out. It's not anymore. I can pick up Heavenly Sword instead.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if you're just talking about having more room in your budget because a game isn't coming out, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
And finally, they say Assassin's Creed was saved, but again, I don't think that.
No.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
They
really
do get, they give their reasons here, but I didn't go into their reasons, but that's okay.
I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
Whatever they are,
I agree with some of these. We agreed with Call of Duty. That was it. That's all we agreed
a little
with
bit.
On that
yeah.
One. So, but there you go. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask a trivia question. This is, you got to be in the chat room.
Chat room exclusive.
Yes, exactly. And so when you're
code
in the chat
for
room,
a marathon, so you can go get motion sick.
Exactly.
Oh man.
And throw up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you'd like this code, we're going to give it away in the chat room. We will ask the trivia question here in just a bit, right after we get back with the break. We'll be right back with more Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Geez.
Oh, it was only a matter of time.
And, all right.
Game over, man. Game over.
Go ahead, you do it then.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on Evil Avatar Radio, where Scott is now ostracized.
Yeah, no, seriously, yeah. That's a bad move. That's a bad host. I am so
what
sorry.
What music
is
that?
Did you know or no?
No, man.
What music is it?
Castlevania.
Is it?
I was about to say, we found another trivia question. But he knew what it was. Anyway, welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here. Hey, Rorschach is calling in on the phone here. Real quick, though, while we got, we'll take Rorschach's call. In fact, I'll get him on the line so that we can talk about this. But I told him to call in because he works for GameStop, obviously. And I told him we were going to talk about the upcoming games, which he probably understands your Madden joke.
Yeah, hopefully.
He's on the line now. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Going pretty good. I know you just got off work, basically. Yep. How was work today? Did you get a lot of people coming in asking? Did you get anybody buying that 80-gigabyte PS3 that you guys got in stock?
No, but we had someone in Georgia try and buy one with a fake traveler's check.
Oh, man, I hated those. Yeah. I hated traveler's
did you get
checks.
Those? Did you get a lot of those?
Yeah. Every once in a while. They always... The fake ones are always the $500 ones, and they always forget their ID. So.
Yep. Yep.
Well, hey man, hang on a second. I've got to ask a trivia question. It's chat room exclusive, so whoever answers first in the chat room will win a copy of Marathon on Xbox Live Arcade. Go ahead.
Do you want to give people a chance to get in the chat room if they might not just be
Join.
We've been saying for a while that this is going to be a chat room exclusive. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. We got plenty of people in there now, and they've been in there for a while, so we'll go ahead and just give out this question here. Basically, and this comes from B.A. Penguin, so yell at him if you don't like the question. Name all four Halo books. First person in the chat room to name all four Halo books. No particular order, but you need to name them right. don't get creative with the different names, but name those.
And yeah, book one, book two, book three, and book four.
Yeah,
that doesn't
work.
Count.
Exactly. So if you can name all four of the Halo books, then you will win a copy of Marathon on Xbox Live Arcade to puke to. So, but anyway, we got Rorschach on the phone here, and we were talking about game releases. We pretty much wrapped that up here, but I know there was some... that's right. There was a secret thing sent to GameStop employees about, hey, don't talk about this until the 8th of August.
Oh, yeah. The secret thing that's posted all over the internet.
News breaking after the show is over with, obviously. But, yeah, have you heard any more on that?
No, we haven't gotten it in yet. And the email said that we're not allowed to put it out if we get it early. So,
but it is, sure. It is the 8th of August, correct?
It is the 8th of August, yes. We're receiving it not from our company, but directly from Microsoft.
Speculations, obviously, is the price cut that everybody was talking
about. Well, because we had placed that, the rumors had placed that somewhere between the 8th and the 14th.
Well,
there
were even
originally.
Flyers. Did you see those flyers from, like, Circuit City and everybody else saying there's a price cut coming? So,
hey, hold on.
We got a winner?
Sandman is the winner.
Yep, he's the winner. And, man, he close.
Wow. Yeah.
See,
photo finish.
See, Akuma's thinking, man, if I hadn't written Halo in front of everything.
If he just left out that colon.
Yeah. You'd have nailed it. But anyway, Sandman is the winner on there. Yeah, Akuma, I know we said get the titles right, but that's basically all we meant. Just those titles. We know they're Halo books. We didn't need to know that they had Halo in the front. But yeah, good try there. So Sandman wins, and congratulations. I'll PM you the code through Evil Avatar and get that to you. So congratulations to you there. But anyway, yeah, we were talking that it's probably going to be a price cut. Have you guys gotten your display case in yet of the Halo 3 Legendary Edition?
Not at my store, no. We're trying to get a Big Daddy, an actual, the statue that they...
Oh, that's right.
Showing. I'm not sure if we're going to get one or not, but we have asked for one, so...
Oh, that'll be cool to get. What are you guys getting? What are you getting pre-orders of? What's the biggest pre-orders you guys are getting down there?
Madden, big,
right?
Well, Halo actually is double up on Madden, and it's across all systems. We've got more Halo reserves for 360 than we do PS2, which kind of surprises me, and by a fair number too. And we have over 200 reserves for Halo at my store alone. That's for all editions. I mean, that's total.
Wow. What about GTA 4? How big is your reserve there? Before, of course, they announced the pushback.
We had 30 reserves for GTA 4. There was what we call an ARN call that went out to all people who had a reserve, telling them, hey, it's not going to be out on time. You know, you're free to cancel it if you want. You know, we'll give you your money back. But there were some very disappointed people.
Did they give you hell? Because did they blame you?
Well, yeah, I mean, we get that a lot, you know, like, hey, why are you holding it? Why are you holding it back from us?
Yeah. I know you've got it in the back.
I had a guy come in a few days ago, tell me he'd give me $40 if I just handed him Madden. You know, if I let him buy Madden, I don't even have it for one thing, and I get fired for another.
Yeah, $40 ain't going to do me too much good.
Yeah,
when
I don't have a job. So what? Basically, we kind of wrapped it up there, and we've only got a few minutes before we go into our second hour here. But thanks for calling in anyway. I know it was cutting it close with you getting off of work there.
Yeah, no trouble.
But do appreciate it. We went over the list there, and there's a lot of stuff coming out. Obviously, you guys are going to make some money. BioShock and Stranglehold, 3 days apart. That's going to.
Neither have been getting really big reserves. We have about maybe 10 reserves total on BioShock.
Well, if you didn't close at 6 o'clock on a Sunday, you'd have some more money from me.
Hey, we got to go home sometime.
Yeah, no you don't. 24-hour game store would be nice.
Yeah, it would.
It's weird.
There are some times when you really need that game. I'm not even kidding. Right now.
3 a.m. Yeah. I got to go get that game.
Robbery stop.
Well, did you see where 7-Eleven's taking pre-orders of Halo 3?
That was awesome.
Speaking of stores that are open till, you know, all hours, 7-Eleven taking some pre-orders for your Halo 3 there, if you'd like to get that. And Master Chief's coming back to 7-Eleven to get his big gulp.
Yeah, you need a slushy, though.
He'll come again.
Well, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll see you in the chat room. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our second hour here of Evil Avatar Radio. And when we come back, you got some stuff to talk about, don't you, Jeremy?
Yeah, we got the mod chip raids to talk about. We got a giveaway, you know, another giveaway, the movie gallery giveaway.
Yeah, the movie gallery giveaway. Audio clue here, so you're going to have to listen to the show here and call in to let us know.
Yep, have to call in for this one. What it is. James has a story to tell about.
Well, we got to talk about some play experiences from the past week, because I want to hear what you guys were talking about with the board games release from last week.
I got some stories
apparently
there for
some
you.
People don't understand how to play checkers.
And we got some great PAX news coming up as well.
We do.
We've got some good PAX.
A lot of stuff for
Evil Avatar
hour.
Radio PAX news involved, and we'll tell you all about that. Coming up next hour here on Evil Avatar Radio on 1170 WACV. I almost did.
I saw your face.
Hello and welcome to the third hour of Evil Avatar Radio. Was that too loud? Everybody flinched.
Yeah, I flinched a little bit.
No. I was just hoping that the little mnemonic I was trying to put in your head, the little earworm, would take hold.
No, it didn't work.
Up.
If you want to join us in the chat room, head over to bapenguin.com. And if you want to give us a call and join us, it's area code 334-272-9228. I believe we've got some movie gallery rental to give away now.
Oh, you want to do that now?
Let's do it now.
All right, hang on. Hey, let me get set here. Didn't know we were doing it right now, but I can do it real quick.
That's a good time to do it. It is.
All right, the way this works is we're going to play a audio clip, and you've got to tell us what that audio clip is. And
it's a system boot up.
Yeah, we can tell you that much.
Yeah.
It's a system boot up sound.
You've just got to tell us what it is. Now, if you know what it is, this isn't just blurted out in the chat room. You need to call us. You got to call us.
Saying it in the chat room does not win you the rental. All it does is give somebody else an opportunity to win the rental.
Yep.
You must call in.
I'm posting this in the past, but you'll hear me talk about it in the future.
334-272-9228.
Yeah, that's the number here to call in. If you think you know, be the first caller with the correct answer, and you will win a free rental from Movie Gallery Game Zone. This is good in United States and
Canada.
Correct. So if you'd like to win a free rental, it's been going very good. We've had lots of people enjoying their rentals. And here we go. Here is, be listening close here. This might fool you. But here we go.
It's a little bit harder than last week's.
It is.
That's very hard.
Play it again.
All right, here we go. One more time. Like someone left the sink on.
In a cave.
In a cave, exactly.
A magical cave.
But there you go. That's the audio clip there. If you think you know the answer, 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. So give us a call if you know what it is. First person with the correct answer will win a free rental from Movie Gallery Game Zone. Our good friend Alan over at Movie Gallery Game Zone on Madison. Provides these for us, so be sure you,
thanks
you
so
go
much,
and
Alan.
Rent from there if you'd like to rent. They've got a really neat setup. You can actually, in the game zone part of it, you can, before you rent a game, you'll be like, hey, can I play this before I rent it? It's weird. It's like you're renting already to try before you buy,
yeah.
But you can now try before you even rent. You don't even have to pay money. You can just
what
sit there and play.
What a great way to respect my time.
Yeah. Exactly. So give us a call, 334-272-9228. Do you want to move on? Because we haven't gotten a call yet. So that's up to you.
Yeah, we don't need to be hanging by for them to call.
Nope.
No. Phone rings, we'll interrupt our talk. And
go ahead and tell your story.
All right, are you listening in there?
Yeah. She may have to answer the phone.
Okay, good. This is a good time to... Yeah, it's, you know, so we get... I mean, you guys are all playing Overlord now, except for...
I just got it yesterday. Except Dennis.
Thanks for bringing that up again.
Well, Overlord's really good. It's an extremely good game.
I'm so glad you guys have liked it. I really am.
Well, it's got, you know, it's got rough edges. It's got control issues. It's got some things I think are really, really very strange. But I like it, man. I'm pleased with it. It's fun. And as will sometimes happen when I decide to pick up a game, I take it home. And then, like, one day I'll find out that, you know, Dana broke it open and was playing it on her account. And which is great. I really, you know.
I've got your mic up, Dana, if you'd ever like to respond. Anytime you want to jump in and respond.
I'm waiting.
I know, yeah. I know.
But, you know, for anybody that hasn't played it, you know, you have this whole big mess of minions that you have to control around. A lot of times they're fairly automated, but sometimes you have to control them manually. And maybe there's some people out there that play games with their significant others. I don't know. For me, it's really, really tough. It's really hard to sit there and watch Dana play something because it's, you know, my way is obviously the correct way to play. This is what's going on in my head. this is what I'm thinking. And, you know, so I'm watching her deal with her minions, and she actually got ahead of me because I've been working too much. She got, like, what did I say it was, the Night Elf Lands?
Yeah.
Whatever that place is called, the little elven forest.
The ever
song or something like that.
Something forest.
Obviously, what he meant was I got ahead of him because he's been playing WoW. Because he's calling everything Night Elf Lands.
It's you know,
you've
it's
seen
a
it.
Lot of what it was. It was making fun of that cliche, and it was kind of spot on. Not that those are the only.
We do have a caller.
Okay,
to answer our trivia
question. I can stop my story.
Okay, cool. Let's go right to it. It is Track Zero we have on the line here. Hey, Track.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So,
good.
Do you know what? Do you want me to? I can play the sound again one more time. Well, I tell you what. You tell us what you think it is first before I do that. What's that sound?
I assume it's a Dreamcast.
It is
the Dreamcast.
Yes. Congratulations! It is the Dreamcast sound.
Awesome.
There it is again.
That's a pretty nice sound.
It was a nice sound, but it was really sort of, I don't know, emasculated after that sort of strong bass heavy, you know, PlayStation. Hey, PlayStation!
But it's thinking.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. Good job, Bernie Stoller.
Well, congratulations, man. You just got yourself. Now, is there a. Let's see. Wait a second. You said in the chat room your mom has a movie gallery near her. However, she lives 4 hours away.
Oh, yeah, but I'm in the city, so I'm sure there's one near me. I've just never looked for one.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, now you get to go out and look. Now, you got a free rental. What are you going to rent with it? Now, you can either rent a movie or a game. We'd prefer you rent a game, but what are you going
to
rent?
We're not going to come to your house and beat you up if you don't.
Yeah.
I'd probably rent Overlord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one
good.
For the addiction.
That is an acceptable answer.
It is.
That is. It's a very good game. And so,
for the Overlord.
have you played the demo?
Oh, yeah. The demo was great.
Yeah, once your guy puts on the pumpkin head, man, it is all over from there. Sold.
Seriously? No, that's exactly the point that did it to me. I was like, oh, this is really... Okay. All right, that dude just put a pumpkin on his head. I'm totally buying this.
I like Fable, and I like Pikmin, so it's a win-win game, I guess.
Yeah, it really
man,
is.
Definitely.
Really is.
I forgot to ask you, where are you calling from, man?
Toronto.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Toronto.
Oh, he's
Canadian. He's a Canadian.
He's a Canadian. That's excellent. We love you guys.
Yes, we do. Congratulations, man. We will mail that out to you. I tell you what, PM me on Evil Avatar. Send me a little private message of your address and stuff. I probably already have it on like Xbox Live when we used to do this, but send me your address, and we will send you out the free rental coupon, man.
Will do.
So, congratulations. Right.
Yeah,
and
thanks for calling. Thanks
for
listening.
Calling in, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Keep up great work.
Thank you
very much. So I guess next week will we do another boot up sound? Is that
kind
of the theme we're running along here?
For a little while until we run out. Of
run
good
out.
Ones.
Until obviously
this is
it
fun.
Turns
I like
into
the
our
boot
usual
up sound.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's great that they like included that game with the 360.
The PS3. You haven't heard the boot up for the PS3.
Do the blades back and forth thing.
Oh yeah. The PS3 has a very orchestral. It's like an orchestra tuning up whenever you turn that on. No more of the, you know, the one we used last week.
Yeah.
The PS and the PS2, different stuff there. But yeah, no more of that. But yeah, we'll have a new one next week for you. So back into Overlord. I love the fact that we're getting all these people hooked on Overlord. I actually,
it's you know, it's good stuff. I hate, you know, even though we've got more people in it, that I kind of hate that because, as I understand it, the multiplayer is not really very well fleshed out. I'd still like to try it so that we can have first-hand experience. But
It's not, but I, you know, I started noticing actually this weekend a lot more people on my friends list playing Overlord. So I thought that was good to see. But
yeah, anyway. It's a good game. We need to see more things like this that are, you know.
So back on track here, you hate watching her play.
Well,
Overlord.
It's not necessarily just her. I just hate. You know, I need to get the controller.
Same way.
Yeah. So she was ahead of me in this place and was going after trying to get the second kind of minion, or no, the third. You'd already gotten fire, yeah?
Yeah, I was trying to get green
guys.
Trying
to get little green guys. And so she was, like, trying to pick up these stupid little flower bomb things. And, like, you got to pick it up with one minion and then carry it over to these guys. And you know, evidently she tells me you have to sacrifice a minion to blow up the guys, which I find is not true when I get my hands on the controls.
Sometimes you end up sacrificing a minion.
Okay, anyway, all I know is I'm like... Just press that button. Just press that button. No, just press the button. Press. All right, now press and hold that. Just hold the button. Just give me the controller. And this is what it was like. Now, in my defense of this next scenario, I didn't know the minions couldn't go in the water.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they couldn't swim. They had already refused to enter the water in a previous encounter, and I'm like, well, all right, they don't swim. They don't do the water. That's fine. So I grab the controller away from her, and she's only got like six minions on screen. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but whatever. And it's a swamp. There's water everywhere. It's crazy. So I kind of drive the minion guy over there and sort of then promptly like oversteer with the little right analog stick and drive them all into the water, and all but two of them die. And like she doesn't really get mad at me about like stuff. But man, you kill half a dozen of her minions.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Those are you.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. I'm like, okay, so six minions. What, you got 200 in the little spawning pit over there? Just walk over and pick them out. No. No. I walk over to the spawning pit. I'm like, what do you have? You just spawn minions. It's just hold the button and like,
you know, them pop
12
out.
More minions are going to come out. It's fine. You got. Four more minions.
No, I had 12. So I was like, you just killed like half my minion.
I didn't understand that. I'm just kill the sheep. Doesn't want to kill the sheep.
She has
a sheep.
She has a problem.
I don't
want to
kill a
sheep. Yeah, she has a problem.
And
killing
I'm
the sheep.
Sorry, but you have to.
You have to kill the sheep.
You have to kill the sheep.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Well, there are bugs that'll also give me the same stuff, so I can kill bugs.
But
I've got
the sheep or four,
sheep.
Though. That's why
if you want to walk forever.
But
to
I didn't
find
know
bugs.
That I was supposed to go back and regularly kill the sheep to restock my stuff.
You got to do that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for killing your.
You didn't know that they couldn't swim. I didn't know.
Well,
I was
the girls.
To kill
the girls even like, hey, we got too many sheep. They're breeding like crazy. We can't keep them under control. Take as many as you like.
Well, yeah. I hadn't been back.
See,
I'd never gone back. So after he told me that, was the first time I'd gone back when she told me, you can kill all the sheep. I was trucking right through. I mean, I was already getting green
guys. Yeah, like, with your six minions.
With my six minions.
I don't roll with less than 20. I'm just saying.
Besides, it's just fun to have fire imps and watch the sheep, like,
man,
on fire running.
Meanwhile.
Okay, that's fine.
Meanwhile.
Those fire imps are worthless.
Hey, let's go to the castle.
See, you can't get points for telling me to do something that worked,
even though it
wasn't supposed to. She told me how to kill a boss.
I didn't get it that way either.
She told me how to kill a boss.
Yeah.
Because I took over, you know, now I'm in control. So here I am, I'm having trouble with this boss. And she suggests a way. And I'm like, seriously?
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Yeah.
This is not going to... It won't work. It can't work. Here's why it can't work. It can't work.
A boss that he'd been working on
for a long time. Couple hours. Yeah, it worked. But it wasn't supposed to. It was basically a bug that actually resulted in its death. And... You know, then there was a look again.
See, I told you so. Look.
Yeah, but it wasn't supposed to work. That's almost as bad. It's worse than her telling me the right way to do it, and her actually having been right. But she created some sort of nonsense way of doing it, and it worked. That's ridiculous.
But you know, fun for me.
Really brings us together.
I lost a lot of guys during that fight because I could never.
And I only lost like three guys.
Yeah. You know, I finally got it, but yeah, so, you know, I was asking you guys if you guys are going corruption-free. I know, James, you said you were going to try.
I was going to try, but then there was that joker with the fiddle in the courtyard. Forget that guy.
I have to say this. As I'm going through it now, I have killed one peasant early on. He was standing in the wheat field, and I threw fire, and I was like, oh, crap, the whole thing's going. I thought it would just be a little section. Apparently, no, it's everything attached to it, and the guy that's standing in it burns right. alive.
I accidentally killed one at the slave camp.
So that's the thing. You can kill the one and still, because right now, I checked my corruption level, I'm 0%.
I'm 1%.
However, on my stat list, it does say I've killed one peasant. But
I'm already at 1%.
Maybe you've killed more than you think.
Maybe.
Because there are certain sections where it's like, don't kill that guy's sheep, otherwise you'll have a corruption. Because there are some sheep herders who are like, please don't touch my sheep. And if you do, that counts towards
your corruption. See, first you tell me
level.
To kill the sheep, then you tell me don't kill
there's
the
certain,
sheep.
There's certain, I don't think you've gotten to the zombie land yet, but there's a...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a guy up there.
Who's I'm like, all over it. I killed a sheep. You have to kill a sheep.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Nope, sure don't. But anyway, there you go. So,
she telling you about killing sheep? She yeah. apparently knows all about killing sheep all of a sudden.
Sheepies, as they call them.
I know everything about them.
That's great.
Ooh, sheepies. I love their little sayings and everything else. Has the jester started saying more stuff now? And
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And you kick him every time,
yep,
I'm sure.
Yes. Well, occasionally he's, you know, not too offensive.
By the way, if you do get once you get your mistress, do not attack her. She is way more stronger than you, and her abilities will... yeah, I'm not kidding, man.
No, it's just that more you stronger. Said way more stronger.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know. She's a lot stronger than you are, and she'll take you down quick.
Yeah.
She'll continue attacking. I had to run to the dungeon just to get away from her. I said, crap, she's coming after me.
I don't want to see that.
I could target her, and then I was like, well, I'd swing my axe, and it wouldn't do anything. Finally, I landed one good blow, and that little green circle turned to red. And she kicked me and did some other things.
Did you drown her minions?
She didn't have any minions.
So. I'm just saying.
Yeah. She didn't have any minions.
That might be why
she was
mad.
Referencing, you know, the earlier.
I haven't drowned. I have, a couple of my guys have drowned because they won't, because...
Never mind, Scott.
They won't stay in line when I'm moving them across a log or something. I'm like, wait, I want all of you to go. And then this one guy.
See, she's,
like,
she's the mistress. I'm the overlord in this little morality play.
It's just
that
me,
she's got
though,
going
so
on.
I don't get that. I don't understand what you're saying. So anyway, there's our little
overlord.
Talk.
Good stuff, man. Really,
it's a
really
good game.
Good stuff.
It really is, and it's got replayability because you go corruption free once, and then you go back and you can actually kill everybody.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like it's hard for me not to kill some of these peasants that I'm walking past that I really want to just go off on, but I can't do it.
For the overlord.
There's some choices that you have to make that later on in the game where that will change the direction of your corruption level. I don't want to spoil anything, but if you choose a certain way, your corruption level increases, and you may not know this, but I want to go back and do that. I want to go back and make that other choice that I really wanted to make in the first place. But because I'm trying to be good, you know, I'm not doing that.
A good bad guy.
Exactly.
A benevolent overlord.
Somewhat, yeah. So, go ahead. You wanted to talk about some situations that happened here recently.
Man.
You know, you were... Now, we've talked about your history before. You know, we've got a lot of new listeners here, so you may want to kind of elaborate on where you're coming from here.
I will. We go ahead and do this, you know, say what we're talking about, and then I'll get into
No,
that.
Go ahead. It's all, the floor is yours, man.
Last week, the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement guys raided 30 homes and businesses looking for mod chips. Now, it's not the first time that people have been charged under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. For, you know, distributing mod chips, but in the past it's always been in conjunction with large-scale piracy.
Right.
You know, distributing lots and lots of video games for free, like either on the hard drive or you know, people paying for bootleg discs, you know. And then it's kind of like sodomy laws, you know. They use the law to prosecute another offense, you know, to add on a bigger penalty, a stiffer penalty. But this is the first time they've gone after people who just
were selling or installing mod chips and weren't involved in the actual piracy of the games in any form or fashion. And it's really distressing because there's plenty of legitimate uses for mod chips and circumventing those protections on consoles other than piracy. I mean, I've got two modified consoles. I don't have mod chips in them now.
Yeah.
You know, don't like get a warrant coming to my house. I flashed my BIOS. As far as I'm aware, that's completely legal.
Well, and particularly what they were talking about, which is why the ICE was on it, was that it was fell under a customs violation because the mod chips were being imported.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the questions that would come up was, you know, you got mod chips? Where'd you get them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Canada. Well, that's right out.
So, yeah, and from what I understand, one guy only had a single mod chip in his house.
And he still got busted?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got warrants. No, I'm not aware of any charges yet.
Yeah, we were trying to track
that. We'll probably find out. It's going to be a developing story.
It was warrants and, like, raids of, like, leading through the investigation, which, you know, the next step is arrest.
Yeah. And one guy who actually posted his story of how things went down for him, he posted on Xbox-Scene.com, and they actually got a warrant for his grandmother's house because that was where he had everything delivered to. And they said, you know, well, you know, we don't have a warrant for your apartment, but if you just hand us the stuff, it'll look better for you. And, you know, poor guy's scared. He believes him. He lets him in, gives him all the stuff. And
you can't do that.
No. No, man. You lawyer up. You get a lawyer, because these guys are looking to prosecute you. They're not your friends. They're after you.
And what brought
about
this
whole... First, they'll be nice and say, maybe we can help you out, you know, if you cooperate. And if that doesn't work, then they'll get mean. And then they'll go away, and you get a lawyer. But
what brought this all about? This massive undertaking of, you know, raiding, I guess you could say. I mean,
man, I don't know.
Why all of a sudden? That's all I'm saying is just
you're talking about like tracking it. Yeah, back to the flashpoint for this whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I honestly. One of the things worth mentioning is that this was not. It wasn't conducted entirely by. Agents from ICE. It was agents from ICE in conjunction with representatives of the game industry. I mean, so basically, I've got an image in my head of, like, some snotty little brat, you know, leading the big kids around by the hand and, like, pointing and crying at the people that they say did something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what it is. It sounds more like the impetus came from something in the games industry rather than something in Homeland Security.
So, yeah, so now we're, you know, basically, this is what I used to do this, you know, as part of my job for a living, you know, when I ran my shop. The name of the store was Planet Games Imports and Modifications, you know.
Yeah,
I wish that was still a plug, but it's not anymore because the store didn't exist.
Basically, if I hadn't had a kid and been forced to go out and get a real job, I could have been involved in this raid. I'd been busted. I'd been really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I was one of the guys that was like, if you mentioned that like the reason you wanted to get a mod chip was to pirate games, I wouldn't install it for you.
Yeah.
You know, you had to be above board with it, or at least pretend you were, because I wasn't going to do it if you came out and said, hey man, I want to do this so I can copy rent games and copy them. And you're like, well then, you know, go find somebody else to do it, because I'm not going to do it.
The main reason was, what was the main reason that people wanted mod chips when you were installing them?
The biggest reason that people came to my store to get them was to play imported video games.
Right.
Which I know that the game industry is still no fan of.
And you sold those, too.
Yeah, I did. And right now, I think one of the biggest reasons to mod a system is you mod an old Xbox, because, I mean, nobody's really playing it anymore. It's just sitting around. And you install Xbox Media Center on it, or you put Linux on it and use it as a, you know... file server.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of things you can do with old Xbox systems.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that anymore, man. It's now a federal offense just, you know, to have a mod chip.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. And I hear a lot of people on various parts of the internet defending this, saying that, well, the only real reason you'd get one is for piracy anyway. Well, you know, A, that's not true. B, man, if you want to talk about things that their primary use is something bad, and you want to make it illegal because of that?
Well, yeah, the argument that we were having, or, you know, supportive of each other in, was basically, it starts with DVD burners and CD burners and ends with, like, guns.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to talk about something who you claim its sole purpose is to do something grossly illegal, even though it can do other things, man, that's a long list. Like, if that's what you're using to defend the way that the law is written and the action that's taken on behalf of that law, you really need to organize your thoughts a lot better. And just because something has some sort of untoward use, just because it can do something bad, doesn't mean that's the only thing that it can do. I'm really, really annoyed by that line of reasoning, which isn't really reasoned.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I lost my train of thought. I'm just mad. But, you know, we've got Julie L. Myers, Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security, says, illicit devices like the ones targeted today are created with one purpose in mind, subverting copyright protection. Well, you're a liar, Julie Myers. That's not the only purpose they have in mind. There's lots of legitimate reasons. And then she tied it to smuggling and money laundering. I'm surprised she didn't include terrorism in the list, you know, since that's what we tie everything to these days.
Well,
we
you know, like. it is the DHS. You know,
yeah.
That's their bread and butter.
Of course, the reason something like mod chips will be made illegal, but not, say, drug paraphernalia or guns, is because, well, A, you've got an industry that contributes a lot of money to your legislatures pushing for the criminalization of this stuff. Whereas, on the other hand, with guns, you've got an industry built around selling the guns, pushing for the, you know, keeping that legal. It's about money. It's not really about what's good or bad for us. It's about who can afford to push their agenda through Congress.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Not the mod chip community.
Yeah. No, not the mod chip community, man.
Well, especially now they can't make money off mod chips anymore.
Yeah.
Did you ever come under fire for doing that?
I got a letter from Sony, which I stuck up on my wall next to
that was great.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
And I remember we were going to draft a letter back to Sony.
Yeah.
Thanking them.
For making
because the PS2 had so many, like, late date flaws, so many things that wouldn't show up until, you know, the system was a year old, that, like, Planet Games Business eventually turned into repairing PS2s.
Right,
as opposed to, you know, installing chips and doing anything. Like, Jeremy had, like, a 6-foot-high stack of PS2s all the time.
I used to walk in there trying, you know, you'd have to walk around the stack of PS2s. Well, there were PS2s, what, Xboxes, I guess, and maybe some PS1s sitting around there, but but the PS2s far outweighed anything else. It was just nothing but black stacks of these things.
Yeah.
All around the place that he had to get to.
Yeah, so. But I mean, yeah, we thought about drafting a letter of thanks in response to their cease and desist and being, you know, very appreciative of their design flaws and their failure to implement, you know, real long-term
PS2,
solutions for
PS2
that.
Problems kept me in business for
a long
time.
It really did.
Man.
But yeah, that was back when they were really, I mean, that was when they were just giving, you know, they were just making a lot of noise and waving their arms around about things
Unless
like that.
Unless they knew for a fact that back then that you were dealing in pirated software, they wouldn't come after you.
And yeah, at the time, that was, you know, that was a fairly legitimate I mean, you know, yeah, you want to shut somebody down for distributing illegal software, okay, that's fine. But stay away from the chips, man. It's my system.
Yeah, man.
That's all there's to it. It's mine.
Yeah, well, you really think
for now?
Not for much longer, man.
No, I know.
Yeah,
you're not exactly free to do anything you want with your own systems anymore.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, seriously, I
and, you know, what I think is kind of funny is I've seen some PC guys saying, "Well, that's why I own a PC. I can do anything I want with my PC."
Yeah, yeah, for now.
For now.
For now. Again, that applies.
Wait. They're building, you know, DRM and hardware protections in there so that you can only run signed code.
Yeah. Palladium might not have happened exactly the way that we expected it to, but it was really only a time thing. You know, the hardware level control of your PC is going to happen, unfortunately.
And if you want to take control back, well, get ready for the raids.
Yeah, seriously.
wasn't Steam kind of something that people looked at with a little bit of a cautious eye? For the fact that you had to download Steam, and then it was checking, and every, you know, it kind of
Yeah, there was a little bit of stuff there for a while. There was a little bit of paranoia.
People get upset about Steam for using digital rights management, but it's I look at that very, very differently than I do a hardware being locked to only run signed code. I think that's a very, very different animal.
Well, then there was also, you know, and you'll be able to answer this more than I would, James, but the whole World of Warcraft thing, people got upset when they broke into, they looked into the code and they're like, wait a second, they've got something in here looking at my...
Yeah, you're looking at your stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, I think when it actually panned out,
it was really innocuous.
It was totally, totally innocuous. People have an expectation... Their expectation of what should be happening on something that they consider to be theirs.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awfully strange place to be right now, because when you do a lot of what you're doing with something like Steam or something like over Xbox Live or through an MMO or something like that, the things that are happening aren't just happening on your PC anymore. You're not limited to what goes on inside of your box any longer. So you will be forced into agreements to behave in a certain way and allow them to do certain stuff, you know, come traipsing through your system to some degree if they're going to let you play in their playground. It's easy to keep it from happening. It is possibly one of the most democratic things in the world. You simply don't install it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not exactly forced arbitration or anything, but there you go. And in that case, I don't think it's particularly bad. But, you know, Homeland Security really swooping down on top of those mod chips, man.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
No, they got the priority straight.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Man, I feel so much safer knowing that the guy next door to me can't install a mod chip in his system.
Yeah.
So glad he can't play that.
A lot easier at night.
That ultra rare version of, I don't know, Dragon Ball Z or something that's over in Japan. Makes your sleep better. So, was there anything else you'd like to add on that?
Man. Probably, but I don't know. I'm not coming up with anything right now.
All right, cool.
Well, I mean, like we talked about earlier, this is an ongoing issue. This isn't done. We can expect more news probably tomorrow. More information about what's happening with this thing. So, hopefully I would be surprised if we didn't see some sort of arrests follow after this. But if we didn't, I don't know. Maybe it's just a scare tactic.
Here's a good one. Something that's coming up in the chat room is actually something I've seen in the other discussions. People like to another defense people have about the mod chip thing is that, well, you agree to all sorts of things when you get your Xbox or whatever, and that's terms of service, and so yeah. Well, those things, that's not law. Copyright law does not apply to hardware, and your terms of service do not apply to your hardware. Terms of service apply to the service and the warranty that you get, and if you break the terms of service, then yeah, they have every right to revoke your warranty, and which I expect. As soon as I open up my system, bam, I got no warranty. I understand that, and
right.
if I'm willing to do that, you know, then that's...
You take the risk.
Yeah, totally. And if you violate the terms of service, then they have every right to kick me off of Xbox Live, too.
And they did that.
Yes.
They did a lot of
that. And they
were
absolutely right to do that. I don't think people with modded 360 should be on Xbox Live, because there's all sorts of things that can happen with modded Xbox 360s. And
you might not get all your achievement points or something.
Man, don't get me started on that. But, you know, I don't want cheaters on Xbox Live at all. And so, yeah, kick them off. And if you violate... copyright, then you may not necessarily have a right to use a particular piece of software. But the hardware is the hardware, and there's no kind of agreement like that covering hardware. Once you purchase it, it's yours. So, yeah, that doesn't fall under terms of service. That's a straw man. You can't throw that one up.
Yeah. Well, he's a common man in arguments like this.
Yeah.
But anyway, good luck to all those people that suffered under those raids. I mean, hope it doesn't turn out too bad.
Yeah, because I have no doubt in my mind there was no intention of whatever maybe they were busting that in for, whatever their reason for doing so. I don't feel that was the guys who own those chips. I don't feel that was any of their intention of whatever they're being accused of. I think they have it there for the reasons that, you know, that we said, to play some imports or to play games they can't normally play, or to just use it in their own personal way of whatever they want to use it. You've showed me what you've got, Jeremy, and that's some cool stuff you were pulling off. You know, I don't think it requires a mod chip. I think you just went in there and, you know, it took the guts of the system and made them your own and did whatever you wanted to with them. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we'll have some final moments here. We'll tell you about some big PAX news coming up. Of course, Penny Arcade Expo coming up here in a few weeks. And we'll tell you about some interviews that we're going to be having. We're going to have some guests on the show here from Penny Arcade. Also, we'll talk about an interesting revelation that I came across while playing checkers on Xbox Live Arcade. 28 years I've been playing checkers, and I never knew the rules. So, but I found them out pretty quick, and the game changed. But we'll talk all about that coming up next here on Evil Avatar Radio on 1170 WACV. And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV.
Almost did it.
Woo! Ah, goodness. Anyway, Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. Check out 1170WACV.com to check in on the stream there, even though we've only got about 15 more minutes of the show left. You can still hear some good stuff, because we got some good stuff to tell you about. So do I start with checkers, or do I start with PAX?
Start with checkers.
So, Spyglass Board Games came out on Xbox Live Arcade this past week. 400 points, you get chess, checkers, and then two other games I don't know how to play. Obviously,
you don't know how to play.
I don't know how to play
three of those four games.
Actually, four. I don't know how to play chess. Luckily, the thing tells me what my limitations are in movement. You know, it's like you can go here or here. You can't do this. So, I mean, I can kind of play chess, but I still know what I'm doing. I was like, move the horsey here. They've also got these two other games that, again, I'm not quite sure how to play. I am excited in the fact that I get to learn how to finally play these games. Spend the time to try and learn them. But so I'm playing checkers by myself with the AI. By the way, I don't care how good you are. The AI is tough in Spyglass Board Games. That is some tough stuff.
It's a robot, man.
Yeah.
Robots can always win if they want to.
Oh, boy. So I'm sitting there playing checkers, and I've got this guy. I'm playing it just the way I have always played it. I'm moving my men where I need to, and I'm like, all right, setting him up. Here we go. He's doing everything he's supposed to be doing. And then he makes the move that everybody makes. That one where they're like, well, I got to sacrifice this one guy because I have no other movement. I have to put him in a, you know, in the line of fire, basically, and take a hit. Immediately when they do that, my first thought is, okay, he did exactly what he's supposed to do. Now, here's where I don't jump him. I move in a different direction to force him to move another guy into a playable position where I can overtake. Not the case. I try to do that, and the little prompt comes up, says, sorry, when a jump's available, you must take the jump. I never knew this. I thought, well, this is an odd. Maybe it's in the options. It's not in the options to turn off. I go online and I find the official rules of checkers or the way people have interpreted them to be. That is a rule I never knew, and it has crippled my game. It has horribly crippled my game. I cannot play checkers anymore without losing. Now I thought I was some big stuff, man. But I'm sorry. There you go.
How many people did you cheat in elementary school?
Plenty, man. Sitting in Cracker Barrel playing some big board checker games? Yeah, I've won a ton. I was masterful at that game, so I thought, in a cheater way, I guess.
Little did you know.
I didn't. I had no clue. And nobody I played with said, wait a second, what are you doing, dude? You're supposed to jump me. Nobody said that. They obviously asked, hey, how come you didn't take the jump? And I'm like, well, I want to move this guy. You know, it wasn't a sense with, that's the rules. You know, I don't know. So.
Yet another thing you can learn from Xbox Live Arcade.
Correct. Exactly. What did you learn?
Not to push Jeremy around the board until it's a stalemate.
Right.
See what happens when you chase an achievement?
Yeah, I was
you
trying
see
to get the
doing?
Achievement. And
she was trying to beat him when all he had left was like a... What is it? It's get the opponent down, like get rid of all the opponent's
get him down
pieces.
To his king.
Yeah. You had like what? You had like 14,000 pieces left, and he had his king, and you couldn't checkmate him.
Pseudo says you need to call house rules before you play the game and then just get rid of that rule.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't do that in the Spyglass board game. So, that's...
You should be able to, like, say that into the mic.
Yeah. House rules. Exactly. It no longer applies. But yeah, that's what happened to me. Jeremy, did you learn anything from playing? You learned how to play,
Yeah, I learned that, you get cheated out of achievements sometimes.
He chases the achievements.
I don't chase them. I just expect to get them if I earn them, you know?
Well, that's a good point on that one, on the one you're talking about.
That's not the end of it, though.
What is it, though? It's like you play five times?
Play five. It's the simplest achievement in the world. It's only five gamer points. Play five games online. You get an achievement. Unless you're Jeremy, apparently, was the bit they forgot to add on to the end there. This is one of the only achievements I'm missing, and man, I have played a lot more than five games online.
You have. I got the achievement playing with you, you didn't get it.
I've got, what is it, the achievement for playing all four games, or winning all four games in a ranked match. I had to play more than five to do that. So, man, I don't know. It's bad.
Yeah, well, so there you go. But it's still, it was a very... I'm almost regretful that I purchased it because I can't win any of it now. I am constantly losing. Although, it's very... Some of the... me and Jeremy found out that they have new camera effects when you're playing the game. Some brand new effects in there. Underwater effects and all sorts of new stuff in there. Really cool for when you're playing. It doesn't matter. You're still losing. Or at least I am. So, that's it there. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. A couple of things we want to mention is PAX is coming up in a few weeks here. And, you know, I got to, I submitted my application to get a press pass to PAX. I did that under the in-game chat name because at the time we still were, and there was no end in sight of that being ever changed. I got a letter just last week, I think it was, that said, hey, your press pass is accepted. If you have any questions, give us a call. I had to call them because I was like, well, we're no longer in-game chat. I don't know how you classify all this stuff. We're now Evil Avatar Radio. Can you get that changed? I spoke with a really nice lady, the media liaison there. I'm going to mispronounce it, but Karen, I think is her name? Karen.
I honestly don't think I'm capable of pronouncing an umlaut over and over.
Very tough. The fact
I
that
respect
you,
it's there.
The fact that you know it's there and you know what it is, that's more than
I'm
I did.
I'm going to try, but I don't think I can do it.
But But anyway, talked to her, and I mentioned, hey, could we talk to anybody from PAX? Obviously, I'm not expecting her to say, oh, yeah, Gabe and Tycho want to come on your show, which she didn't say. But
big surprise.
Yeah, no surprise there. But I was like, hey, we'd love to talk to anybody who's involved with PAX. In fact, actually, my invite was to her. But she was like, oh, I'm not really the spokesman. First, she was very nervous when she said that. But she got us a few people to talk to. We're going to be in the coming weeks. In fact, next week, we're going to talk to Robert Koo. Who's basically their business guy of things. He's on the business side of Penny Arcade itself, and we're going to talk to him. And we're also going to talk to, I believe her name is Kristen. Kristen Lindsay, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. She is the staffer for PAX, so actually there's somebody from Evil Avatar who's going to be one of the bouncer-type people there, I think.
Enforcers.
Yeah, enforcers, that's what he is. And she's in charge of staffing that, and she's also in charge of all the Child's Play activities that go on. For Child's Play, so we're going to talk to her, and we're going to talk to Mo. I believe his name is Fwacky. It's an interesting last name.
Great name.
Fwacky. We're going to talk to Mo, who is organizing the cross-country super trip for PAX, and we're going
to
be talking to
them
in the coming
fun
weeks.
To hear about.
Yeah, because the
it's
night we talk to him is the night before they depart for a big cross-country. I mean, I've seen the map on this thing. It starts in, like, you know, one side of the continent goes all the way to the other. So it's going to be interesting to talk to them as well over the few weeks, or over the next coming weeks. In fact, like I said, we're going to talk to Robert next week. So if you got any questions, send them our way if you'd like any for us to ask him. Also, we're going to have him on live, so you can call into the show and ask him questions yourself if you'd like to. So that's what's going on with us. Plus, then we go to PAX, come back. Hopefully, we'll have plenty of other people to talk to as well. I'll be getting off the plane and headed straight to the studio here, so we
hope
can
the itinerary. Stays the way it's supposed to.
I do, too, because it's cutting it close. So that's what's going on with us. So there you go. Anything else you guys would like to
add? I don't know.
We've got about 7 minutes left of the show. So if you want to talk, I tell you what let's see, what games are you going to be playing this weekend?
Overlord.
Overlord this weekend for you?
Well, I'm about to go on my go on my multi-week vacation.
You have a lot to play then.
Yeah, I got a lot of catching up to do. I gotta hit Overlord because, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on when the 21st rolls around. I am definitely playing some BioShock. So this week's going to be Overlord. Play a little Overlord. Play a little WoW. Play a little probably Oblivion.
Yeah.
You know, that is a lot of things. A lot of things I want to play. Things I haven't been able to give time to in a while. So I'll be all over the place. Go around the room.
I will not be playing Overlord.
Why is that?
Because I'm the only person in this room who doesn't have a 360.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably be playing some Dragon Quest VIII, Kingdom of Loathing, usual.
And Jeremy?
Oh, Overlord.
Did you buy it or did you rent it? You went out and bought it? Cool.
Yeah.
I'll ask Dana, but her answer is going to mimic everybody else's except for Dennis.
Well, if James is playing Overlord, then
you'll be watching TiVo.
I'll be watching TiVo. Or watching him and making him mad when I tell him how to do something and it works.
If I were you, I would like do this thing over here and take these guys over there and do that. That'll never work.
How many? What color
that's
menus?
That's impossible.
Yeah.
That's an old Ralph Wiggum quote. Me fell English? That's impossible. What's your, like, you have the brown ones, obviously.
I'm on the verge of blues.
Sure you are.
Okay.
That's the next one I need to get.
So you've got your greens already then?
Yeah.
Those are some good fighters.
Yeah, they're good. I like them better than the reds. Man, those guys are glass cannons.
Wait till you get your blues.
Yeah.
That is Glass Joe right there.
They're squishy.
Oh, they are. They are the squishies of Overlord. However, they give you the ability to resurrect your fallen minions.
Yeah, I knew that.
So some good, and they go in the
most
water.
Most of which are red, by the way.
Yeah, and they get to go in the water, which is good too. So they have a lot of that. You get to fight zombies later on. Which ones do you have, Dana?
I have all of them.
You got all of them now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I just defeated that guy in the tree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oberon.
That's right.
I'm not at Oberon yet.
Yeah, I defeated him, and so I'm in the next little realm there. So, anyway, we got another about 4 minutes left to go in the show.
Come on.
Do-do-do-do.
Where are you at? Tell me something. You've got more.
How was Hot Fuzz?
Yeah, there you go.
Did you buy it? Can I borrow it?
No, I rented it, and I've already put it in the mailbox to go back. I did buy 300. I just didn't get to watch it. I bought 300, and I bought...
I've seen that.
Darkman on HD DVD as well, so...
Let me see Hot Fuzz. We didn't get a chance to see that in the theaters.
Yeah. See, you need to take more advantage of me getting this stuff so you can come over and actually watch it.
You need to...
pick up a phone.
Take more opportunities to tell me you've got stuff.
That's true. I shouldn't expect you to call and be like, hey, what are you doing?
I can do that. I've got a lot of time off coming up. I can... you every day. What do you got for me?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, come over, you know.
Well, you're going to come over Wednesday and watch Lost Tales with us, aren't you?
Yeah, you're watching it this Wednesday, right?
Yep.
It's this one?
This
okay,
Wednesday.
I can do that, I believe.
Awesome.
Yep. That would be a lot of fun.
And we're down to 4 minutes. That only took up a minute.
See,
time.
I think you like this part. I think this is. I think you really like this part. I think you like the countdown game.
I don't actually.
It always makes.
But you
me
always
feel
do
weird.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I have nothing. What else?
No, because what you're afraid of is that we'll start rambling and then run over.
Because we can do that.
I know. I'd rather do that.
Then let's ramble.
Well, we were trying to get you to ramble about Hot Fuzz. And all I heard was that you rented it.
And sent it back.
Didn't even say how it was.
It was very good. I enjoyed it. Not enough to buy it, but I enjoyed it. However, the review I read over at High Def Digest said that was their very first HD DVD title to get an overall 5-star rating. The first one they have ever given was to Hot Fuzz because the video looks good. And it does in high def, of course. This is what we're talking about. By the way, high def DVD player went down a lot of money over at Best Buy. You can get it for like $150.
Yeah, $150 because Microsoft dropped it to $180.
Yeah, and then you get five free HD DVD titles.
Yeah, it's kind of
that's
tempting.
A good little tempting it's offer there.
Tempting.
If you've got a TV that can support the high def stuff, that's a good little thing to go with. So yeah, lots of good stuff there. Hot Fuzz was very good. I enjoyed it. It was a lot more. It was a lot bloodier than I thought it would be.
I had heard that. I had heard that. I actually
had some
there was
cool
a,
looking gore.
There was like a cheesy top 10 list or something that was linked on Dig somewhere, and it was about like top 10 head wounds in movies, and somebody mentioned something about one in Hot Fuzz. I was like, really?
Yeah.
It gets on a top 10 head wound list? That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't understand what it was either. So, because when I was told that there was a lot of gore in it, I thought, oh, that's odd. I didn't see any of that in the trailers or anything. But yeah, there is. But it's fun gore. So there. Yeah. There's my thing on Hot Fuzz.
Well, that's good.
Move on to the next
Better. Did you enjoy it more than
Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead?
No, I like Shaun of the Dead better. It's got zombies.
It does have zombies. It's got a zombie in a wheelchair.
It really does.
Killed me, by the way. I totally loved that.
Yeah, I didn't hit up movie releases or DVD releases for the week. So very quickly, because now we're running. See, now we're running out of time, and I find stuff to talk about.
That's fine. Whatever.
DVDs and high defs. This week we get Disturbia. We get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Give that a look if you need to, because it's very good. Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within comes out on Blu-ray. Another good one here. The Muppet Show Season 2. Yes. We also get Rome: The Complete Second Season. Very good there. Rome was a great show. Simpsons Season 10 on DVD as well, and we also get The Tick. Season 2, and in theaters, again, Stardust. No, that's a different one. I'm sorry. What was the one?
What are you talking about?
Stardust comes out in theaters this week.
Yeah.
Last week we were talking about something else. It's called Solar something. I can't remember what it was.
Sunshine.
Sunshine was the one that didn't come out
in
this area.
Was the one we were complaining about.
Maybe it will.
See ya!
Montgomery's.